Hey, buddy, touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, meet me, bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm gonna bubble.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Look, the news.
Breaking news, okay. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You could even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
What's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe on it.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! But what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injury so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind, I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo!
Alright, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Oh, it's Brent Cranberry? That's too easy.
Next up, Steph McFlurry. I mean Curry. But damn. What? Next up, Nikola Jokic.
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me like basketball.
I am again. That's a big thing. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I got to go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn! The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk! Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody, I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior, LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron, there's a Sprite Cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody!
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha! Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner!
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Well, yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah, Curry fan! Boy, this one's on my Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad.
Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nicola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite Cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids. Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps, then. Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go! Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him. Oh, come on, Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah. Kid on the stretch is drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal. Oh, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did. Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be alright.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids. Alright, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt?
I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him. Runners, on your mark, get set, go!
Chevy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I get?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won, but you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off, and Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom of the pool?
There you go, golden egg! Nice and safe! Now don't go anywhere, because you're my favorite!
Wow, I can't believe I stole this golden egg from the Easter Bunny. It's worth over $20 million!
What a steal, sir.
Chives, it's hot in here. Roll the window down so I can get some fresh air.
But, sir, this is an aeroplane.
Roll the window down.
Sir, I would highly suggest not doing that.
Chives, do you want to spank it? I said roll the window down!
Very well, sir.
Oh, my golden egg! Chives, you idiot! When you rolled the window down, my golden egg flew out! Now you better jump off this airplane and parachute down and find my golden egg!
But, sir, I don't have a parachute.
Jump!
Very well, sir.
Oh. Jump, Chives.
Do I absolutely... Oh,
very well, sir!
All right, guys, 5 more minutes on the Easter egg hunt. What's wrong, Jeffy?
I can't find any eggies.
They're all over the yard, Jeffy.
Well, I can't see them.
Because you have the dumb basket on your head.
Oh.
Look, there's the eggs.
Give me the eggies!
Here you go. Oh, man, guys, I found so many eggs.
Oh, dude, look, I found one.
Well, I just found another one.
I found another one.
Well, I can find more.
Uh-huh.
Guys, these eggs are not hard to find at all.
Jeffy, how many eggs you got? Okay. Wait, is that a golden egg?
Oh, dude, it's mine!
I got it!
That's not fair! I saw it first!
No, dude, I saw it first!
No, I saw it first! No. I saw it first!
Guys, it doesn't matter who saw it first. I got the golden egg.
Well, what do you get for the golden egg?
Yeah!
I don't know. I'm gonna go ask. Hey, I found the golden egg. What do I get?
We didn't hide a golden egg. Baby, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't.
Chefy B, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't. But if you're giving money away, I might fight him for it. Because I need some money.
We didn't hide a golden egg.
Well, it just kind of fell in front of us. I thought you did it.
Well, it's not ours.
Oh, okay.
Daddy, I can't find any eggs.
Oh, not this again, Jeffy.
All right, I'm back, golden egg. Where do you have golden egg? You in here? You in here? Are you in here? Come on. Where are you, golden egg? Someone took my egg. Where are you?
Hey, Easter Bunny. Me and the Tooth Fairy brought you a present for Easter.
Lots of candy so you can lose both your teeth.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man, what happened to you? Speak to me, Easter Bunny.
My golden egg! Someone stole my golden egg!
Not this shit again. Look, nobody stole your golden egg. Are you sure you didn't just sell it for smack like you did a few years ago?
I sold for nothing! Someone stole it! Was one of your elves? Did one of your elves steal my egg?
No, my elves would never steal anything. All bad elves get executed by firing squad.
Can I have their teeth?
Oh, come on. What is it with you and teeth?
What is it with you breaking into little kids' houses?
Well, you break into people's houses, too, and you steal their body parts.
Hey, I pay them for it.
That sounds like some kind of prostitution to me.
Yeah, that did sound kind of weird.
I'm gonna find who stole my egg! You never tell!
Oh, he really needs to go back into rehab.
Hey there, Easter Bunny. We got some calls. We heard you going crazy.
They stole my egg! It's gone!
I know, buddy. Santa Claus called us and he told us all about it.
Oh, it's a shame. You used to be someone's hero. Now look at you.
He's gone all cuckoo.
I know. My head's gone!
I know you're not cuckoo, buddy. We're gonna get you the help you need. We're gonna get some medicine to get those voices out of your head.
Back the hell up, Easter Bunny. I'm going to blow you away.
Oh, come on, mate. You can't shoot the Easter Bunny.
Well, if you... What's the f***
around and find out. I'll put a bullet between his eyes. Oh god, my reaction time is terrible. Hey, don't shoot, okay? Don't do anything you're gonna regret, alright? I got a family. I got a wife. I got a kid. Actually, you know what? Just shoot me. Oh, come on. Dispatch, the Easter Bunny's gone crazy. He's got my gun.
So what do you want to eat, Tyrone?
Can we please get some chicken and waffles? Because you can't cook, woman.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so nice and honest.
Whatever, shut up.
Oh, Jesus, what is that?
I don't know, woman. I think it's a chupacabra.
Get out of the car. I'll pull your brains out.
Oh, Jesus, it's the Easter Bunny.
Silly rabbit tricks are for kids.
Get out of the car. I swear I'll pull your brains out.
Okay, I'm doing it. Just get carjacked by the Easter Bunny?
Damn! Times have changed.
Wow, guys, I can't believe I found this golden egg and you didn't.
We all found it together, Cody.
Yeah.
Well, then why am I the one holding it?
Well, because we dove in a dog pile and you came out with it.
You started humping my leg, dude.
Yeah, well, the dogs gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Woof, woof.
What are you gonna do with that egg anyway, Cody?
I don't know. Probably just stare at it and know that I have it and you don't. Oh, I know. I'll post about it on Facebook.
Why?
So the whole world knows that I have it and you don't. Here, hold on to it, Ken. I want to take a selfie. Just don't let anything happen to it, because it's one of a kind. Okay, snap a selfie real quick. Nah, I should smile more. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Now, what should the caption be? Oh, I know. Just found this golden egg and my friends didn't. Hashtag lame. Hashtag scrub. Hashtag loser woozer. Hashtag geez louise. Hashtag gold digger. Post. Whoa, it's already blowing up. I've already gone viral. I got one like already, and it's from my mom. Oh, she's calling me. Yellow. Hey, Cody, did you really find a golden egg? Oh, Mom, I'm so tired of talking about my golden egg. It's all anyone wants to talk about. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I mean, I guess it is a pretty big deal, but, you know, just be cool about it. I'm so proud of you, Cody. Yeah, I know. Everybody is. I get that a lot. All right, I'll see you later, Mom. Ugh. You guys, it's so hard having this golden egg. I mean, I just can't deal with all this attention that I didn't ask for. You guys are honestly lucky you didn't find it, because, man, this is tough.
I hate you, Cody.
Well, don't hate me because you ain't me. Hey, do you think this egg could fit in my butt? Nah. Well.
I didn't get any eggies!
Because you have a basket on your head, Jeffy.
But you're the Easter Bunny. You can give me free eggs!
Jeffy, I'm not the Easter Bunny.
Yes, you are!
Who dat is? Who at the door?
I'll answer it. Hello?
Where is it?
Where's what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I honestly don't.
Chives is dead on your roof, and I know you know why.
But why is he on my roof dead? What happened?
I had a golden egg. It flew out my private jet. I pushed Chives out of the jet. He landed on your roof and died, and I know you took the golden egg.
Well, I promise I don't have a golden egg.
Well, I'm coming inside because I know that dirty little mouth of yours is lying. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Marvin, what is he looking for?
A golden egg or something.
Oh, like the golden egg that the boys found outside?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the boys found one outside earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Marvin, I'm going to give you a spanking. Come here.
What the? Why?
Because does your son have my golden egg?
No, my son doesn't have the egg. The other kid has it.
Who?
The one with the yellow teeth.
Yeah, and he has glasses and, like, the fuzzy hair.
I don't give a fuck. Where is he?
Oh, he's upstairs on the red couch.
That's all you had to say.
So, guys, what do you want to do now?
I think...
Don't say it.
We should look at my gold egg some more.
God, I hate you, Cody.
Well, that's my egg!
Oh, it's the Easter Bunny!
Why do you have a gun?
I know you stole my egg! I'm gonna kill you!
What, this is your egg?
You know it's my egg, because you stole it!
Well, I didn't steal it, it just fell out of the sky.
Unlikely story! I saw your post on Facebook! What, you don't know how to make your post private?
Huh? Look, just take your stupid egg, I don't even want it.
Oh, no, you're gonna die!
Dude, Joseph, do something, you're behind him.
It's my time to be a hero.
I'm a hero!
Damn it, Joseph.
Coward!
So any last words?
Ho, ho, oh no. Put the gun down, Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus.
Tooth Fairy?
Hey, do you brush your teeth?
Not as much as I should, no.
Good.
Do you help anybody?
Shut up!
What are you doing here, Claus?
Look, I know this kid didn't take your egg.
How do you know, huh?
Because I see them when they're sleeping, and I know when they're awake.
See, you're creepy, too.
Shut up! I know this kid didn't take your egg because he's on the nice list.
I can be pretty naughty, too.
Oh, believe me, I know.
So you're sure he didn't take my egg?
He didn't take your egg, so just take it and leave.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys, I was so scared.
Well, you were so calm.
No, no. Oh, my God, I was about to crap my pants. That guy is crazy. You know, one time I saw him eat a kid. Like, actually eat. Like, he get mad that people were eating chocolate bunnies, and he ate a kid starting with the ears. It was crazy. There was a whole cover-up and everything.
Well, thanks for saving our life, Santa Claus.
Yeah, me and the Tooth Fairy are gonna go make sure he gets the help he needs.
Don't forget to pull your teeth out so I can leave you money.
Don't listen to her. She has problems, too.
Man, Junior, I can't believe he took my golden egg.
Well, at least he didn't kill you.
I wish you would have killed me. It'd be easier to replace me than to replace that golden egg. It's just so valuable.
I hate you, Cody.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Not you, him! Where is it?
What? I don't know what you're looking for.
Stop playing this game with me! Tell me where it is right now!
Well, I don't know what you're looking for!
The golden egg! Where is it?
Oh, that. Jeez, what is it with everybody and my golden egg today?
The Easter Bunny took it.
You gave it back to the Easter Bunny?
Well, yeah, he had a gun, man. He was crazy.
Do you know how hard it was for me to steal that from him? Not hard at all. But still, I don't want to have to do that again!
Well, I mean, you can have this one.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes me completely forget about the golden egg. Thank you so much. I don't want that. I want the $20 million one.
Wait, it was worth $20 million?
Yes, it was pure gold. $20 million worth of pure gold.
I knew that thing was special when I found it, because I found it.
I hate you, Cody.
I'm going to go steal it back again.
Well, I wouldn't steal it again. He's crazy.
Yeah.
My precious!
Well, I'm glad you got your egg back, Easter Bunny.
If you ever lose those teeth, don't forget to call me!
You know, I'm getting real tired of you and this teeth thing.
No one asked you, Santa!
Well, happy Easter, Easter Bunny.
I love my golden egg! It's my favorite egg! I'm never gonna let anything happen to it, and I'm never gonna let anyone take you ever again!
Guys, you ready to watch the WWE fight tonight?
Yeah!
Hell yeah. Bone Crusher's gonna fight Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Wait, Jeffrey the Giraffe from Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey's gonna get his ass beat, dude.
Well, I'm gonna go for Jeffrey.
Well, I want Bone Crusher to win.
He always wins.
Yeah, he crushes bones, dude.
Well, let's turn it on so we can watch.
Hello and welcome to the WWE Championship. Today, it's Bone Crusher versus Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Jeffrey!
Let's go, Bone Crusher!
Crush the bones!
The winner gets this championship belt! Let the fight begin!
Come here, Jeffrey!
Oh, he's got the stool! Oh, that's gotta hurt!
Ouch! Oh, Bone Crusher's not playing today! He's trying to crush his skull with a stool!
I got something special for you, Jeffrey! Are you ready for the bone crushing?
Bone Crusher's opened up a can of whoop-ass.
Help! Help! Where you think you're going? Come back here. Where you going? Time for the dragon, bro.
Oh, I think he's done.
One, two, three, it's over. Bone Crusher's the champion. I told you I could go in. I told you I would win.
Bone Crusher wins, yay!
I told you Bone Crusher was going to beat Jeffrey.
Oh, poor Jeffrey.
This is not fair. Bone Crusher's too good. He's undefeated.
Well, I could beat him.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could. It'd be easy.
Well, there's no way they'll ever let some stupid kid verse Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, kids. Have you ever wanted to fight Bone Crusher?
I sure wouldn't.
Well, we're having a charity event with the Mana Food Bank. And whoever can donate the most cans of food gets a can of whoop-ass in the ring with Bone Crusher.
Right.
So donate as many cans of food as you can today.
Oh my God, Jeffy, look. There's a chance you can fight Bone Crusher.
All you have to do is donate a bunch of cans of food.
Well, I don't have a bunch of cans of food.
All right, Jeffy, it's time for dinner. Come on.
Oh, all right, guys. I gotta go eat dinner. I'll be back.
Okay, Jeffy, here's your dinner. Green beans.
I'm so grateful.
And we went to the store and bought you a month's supply of food.
Jeez, you really shouldn't have. You know I don't like green beans, so I don't know why you even do it. At this point, it's child abuse.
Yeah, Marvin, why do you keep giving him green beans?
Because they're good for him.
False. The sodium in here is 380 milligrams, which is enough to put me in cardiac arrest before my 21st birthday.
Jeffy, just shut up and eat them. Come on, baby, let's go.
You only buy these so they end up on the floor. So let's start with that. Wow, that is a lot of cans of food. I could turn those in and fight Bone Crusher. That's what I'm gonna do. Guys, check out all these cans of food.
Wow, Jeffy, that's so many green beans. I bet if you donated all those green beans, they'd let you fight Bone Crusher.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And lose.
I'm not going to lose. I think you guys are underestimating my R strength.
Well, wait, how do we donate those cans? Like, where do we go?
Well, I'll just call up the WWE Association and tell them to come get their beans.
Hey there, I'm Steve Stahlberger. I represent the WWE. Why'd you call me?
Because I wanted to turn in all these cans of green beans to fight Bone Crusher.
Holy moly, that's a lot of cans! You win! You get to fight Bone Crusher!
Wait, he wins? No one else donated cans?
No, nobody else donated cans because they don't want to fight Bone Crusher. They don't want to die!
Well, I'm going to win!
Okay, whatever you say, kid, as long as you sign all the waivers. Now, I'm going to collect all these cans. Just hold on, let me go pop my trunk.
Wow, Jeffy, you get to fight Bone Crusher. Are you nervous?
No, because I know I'm going to win.
Oh, make room. He has to get the cans.
So what's your wrestling name going to be?
My what?
Your wrestling name. You need a scary wrestling name, like Bone Crusher. Crusher, he has a scary name.
Yeah.
Mine could be Poopy Diaper.
Well, it's not very intimidating.
Well, it is when there's a grumpy in my diaper.
Dude, it has to be something cool.
Yeah, something scary.
Yeah, like heart disease.
That's not scary, Cody.
Well, it's the number one cause of death in America.
Well, how about something like the Big Bad Wolf, and you dress up like a wolf, and then you can say, I'm gonna huff, and I'm gonna puff, and I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ooh, that's fire, dude.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeffy, so go dress up like a wolf, and then go fight him. I promise you, you'll be scary.
Alright.
Hello and welcome to another WWE World Championship. Tonight, Bone Crusher has decided to donate his belt to whoever wins. So in this corner, we have Bone Crusher.
Your bones are gonna get crushed today.
And in this corner, the Big Bad Wolf.
I'm gonna huff and puff and knock your ass out.
Okay, let the fight begin.
You ready to die, kid?
I'm gonna kick your ass!
Get off me! You know who I am? I'm Bone! Okay, that's it! No more going easy on you! Alright, you ready?
No!
Oh, Jeffy used the stool!
Okay, that kid's gonna die! Okay!
Oh, bonked him with the claw hammer. I don't know if that's legal, folks.
All right, he's gonna die. Screw this. Hey, kid, stop. You know this is off the show, right? It's wrestling. It's fake. You're going a little too hard. You're actually starting to hurt me.
You're not gonna trick me, Bone Crusher.
No! Kid, stop.
Oh, he used the chair. This might be over early, folks.
Hey, man, do you want me to stop this? Because he's kicking your ass.
Yes!
Oh.
Oh, from the top of the ropes. That's gotta hurt.
Listen, kid, just pick up my leg and tap me out. It's over. You win.
And you kick me in the face? I'm not falling for that, Bone Crusher.
Where's he going? Someone tell me where he's going. Where's he going? Oh, my God.
Dear Lord, he has the ladder.
Are you ready to die, fucker?
No, please. Don't do it. No.
One, two, three. He's dead. The Big Bad Wolf wins!
The winner, by murder, the Big Bad Wolf!
Yeah, I told those three little pigs that I would win!
Wow, Jeffy wasn't lying. He really kicked Bone Crusher's ass. Like, he killed him.
Hey, guys, check out my new belt. I got that W.
Jeffy, why'd you go so hard? You killed the guy.
Well, he was asking for it.
You do know wrestling's fake, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the news!
Breaking news, okay?
Bone Crusher, a famous wrestler, has died. His funeral will be held tonight for anyone who wants to attend.
Oh, wow, he's actually dead. I thought maybe he was faking it.
No, I felt his neck snap.
Oh, man, now my favorite wrestler's dead. Oh, R.I.P. Bone Crusher.
Wow, Jeffy, good going. You killed Joseph's favorite wrestler.
Well, I didn't mean to.
We should go to his funeral.
Yeah, let's go to Bone Crusher's funeral.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of our beloved Bone Crusher, whose bones were ironically crushed in his last wrestling match. Would anyone like to say anything before we bury him 6 feet under?
There's something I want to say. There is one thing I would like to say about Bone Crusher. I don't believe he's dead!
Oh, dear God! The horror! The horror!
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude, stop!
Jeffy, stop it!
Oh, God. Marvin, Jeffy ate all his green beans.
He really did?
Yes, he ate every can.
Every can? Jeffy wouldn't eat that much. Jeffy, get in here!
Hey there, your son's under arrest.
For what?
Well, he killed a guy and then beat up the guy's corpse at the funeral.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Oh, he actually committed a whole alphabet list of crimes. Here, I'll name them off for you. A is for aggravated assault. B is for beating a corpse. C is for choking a corpse. D is for defiling the dead. E is for extortion because he called the guy's parents afterward and then asked for money or else he'd kill them. F is for felonious activity because I'm pretty sure what he did is a felony. G is for grave robbing. H is for hate crime because Bone Crusher had a little bit of black on him, but he's also a skeleton, so I don't really know how that works. I is for ignoring the law. J is for jaywalking because when I tried to arrest him, he crossed the street, but he didn't use a crosswalk. K is for killing. L is for larceny, and I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad. M is for murder. N is for neglect. O is for, oh my God, how could you do that to a corpse? P is for personal injury. Q is for quite ridiculous what he did. R is for resisting arrest. S is for strangulation. T is for threatening, because he threatened me when I tried to arrest him. U is for under the influence, because he must be, because why else would he do that? V is for violence. W is for why would anyone do that? X is for xylophone, because he played the guy's ribs like a xylophone. Y is for why would you do that? Again, why wouldn't try? What the fuck was that? I could do that. Pay me $100 million to throw a ball at a hoop and just hope and drink coffee and play cards with my buddies.
Hey, Dad!
Oh, no, don't look, Penelope. You're not old enough. Daddy's watching an adult movie.
No, you're not. You're just watching basketball.
No, I'm watching Naughty Coffee Barista Takes on Burly Five-Man Basketball Team.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't see what that grown man is doing to all the men on that other team?
Missing a bunch of basketball shots?
Oh, yeah, he's doing a lot of that, but where is his mouth?
What?
Well, you see, Penelope, when two basketball players love each other very much, they suck each other off, and Jimmy must love the Nuggets because he's the only one sucking.
Ew, Dad!
Go get me my lighter.
What?
Go get me my goddamn lighter and a pen and some lighter fluid.
Why?
Just go get it.
Okay. Here, Dad, why did you want all this stuff?
I'm burning my jersey.
Don't you think you're taking this basketball game a little too seriously?
Hey, well, at least somebody's taking it seriously, because Jimmy sure didn't. He thought that was practice. He thinks the game's tomorrow.
Is it?
No, it was tonight, and they lost, because Jimmy thought it was opposite day. He thought the team with the least points won. He thought he was playing golf.
Oh, so he lost?
Penelope, get the hell out of here. You're starting to piss me off.
Fine.
I loved this jersey. But Jimmy doesn't love basketball. No, he loves coffee. So this is what happens to this jersey. I'm sure I put a lot of this on here. I want it to burn nice and good. Goodbye, Jimmy.
What? The fire alarm's going off! Oh, my God! Marvin, what the hell are you doing?
Burning my jersey.
Oh, my God! What the hell is wrong with him? What the hell were you thinking, Boynie, starting a fire?
Well, at least some heat showed up today.
That's not funny, Boynie. You could have burned the house down.
I didn't say it was funny. None of this is funny.
Cut the crap, Boynie, and take your sad eyes off.
Oh, I'm afraid the sad eyes are going to stay.
For how long?
For a very long time, until Jimmy Butler wins a championship.
Boynie, that might never happen.
Oh, it won't. Believe me, I know it won't.
Boynie, why don't you become like a Brooklyn Nets fan, you know, because of your name, Brooklyn T-Guy?
Wait, you know my name? Then why do you always call me Boynie? I thought you didn't know my name.
I don't call you Boynie, Boynie. I call you Boynie.
Why don't you call me Brooklyn? Because that's my name.
But I like calling you Boiny. It's a thing.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan. Who am I going to root for? Seth Curry? The lesser of the Currys? The underachieving one? He's the brother of Steph Curry, and I guess if you say his name fast enough, it sounds like that.
I think you got that wrong, Boiny. Stephanie's a girl's name.
Well, look, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Well, Boiny, why don't you go back to work? Get your mind off things.
Yeah, there's an idea. Everybody should do what they're paid to do, because it's their job, and not just throw it all away so that they can make coffee.
Have you even tried this coffee, Boiny?
I don't know where the fuck to buy it.
Miami?
Well, that would make sense. Well, maybe if he won a championship, people would know where to buy his coffee. But yes, you're right. Maybe I'll try to go to work.
Boiny, put your clothes on!
Hey, nurse, what do you got for me?
Chester Cheetah overdosed on Cheeto dust again.
Oh, man, Chester.
I think we should give him some Narcan and try to resuscitate him.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Hey, could you check out this coffee I made in the break room?
Doctor, I think we should focus on the patient.
Yeah, you would think that we should probably do that because that's our jobs and that's what we get paid to do. But I want to try to start a coffee company.
Doctor, I think we're losing him.
Just try it real quick. Come on, take
a shot. It smells like a crappy cup of coffee.
Do you think I could beat Starbucks?
Doctor, I think we lost him.
Oh. Well, never mind, then.
How was your day at work, Boiny?
Well, I did a better job than Jimmy. I only killed one person. He killed the hearts of every Miami Heat fan.
You killed someone today, Boiny?
Yeah, I tried the Jimmy method. I got to work and then started my own coffee company.
What does that have to do with killing someone?
What does it have to do with basketball? Aren't they supposed to drink Gatorade or some shit? You know, coffee's a diuretic. He was probably dehydrated as fuck. I've never seen after the Super Bowl people run up and dump a bunch of coffee on their coach and give him third-degree burns.
Boiny, leave Jimmy Butler alone.
Oh, okay.
I mean it, Boiny.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Not pouting like you.
Yeah, of course not. He got paid $100 million just to drink coffee and give the ball to the other team. What? I'll get it.
Are you gonna go get it, Boiny?
Yeah.
Go!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving a Jimmy amount of effort.
Ugh.
Hello?
Hello there.
Jimmy Butler? What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in all the Denver Nuggets houses blowing them?
Well, I came by to explain myself.
Oh, good, because I was really wondering why the hell you played like dog shit tonight.
Well, you see, the Denver Nuggets have never won a championship before. But see, the Miami Heat, we've won three. So I felt bad and I let them win.
Well, that does explain why you passed the ball directly to the other team when we were only down by one.
Yeah, I tried to hide that the best I could, but whoops.
Whoops, yeah, yeah, whoops. Well, I mean, I guess I understand why you let them win, but did you really have to suck them off, too?
Well, listen, see, I'll try harder next season, and I'll win it all.
Okay, well, that is good to know.
Yeah, you want to buy some coffee?
I would not, but I actually really recommend that you take this and drink this instead on game day.
Well, no, thank you. I like my coffee.
Please, please take this.
No, the coffee's good for me.
No, I'm literally begging you, Jimmy.
No, you hold on to that for me.
Maybe practice next time?
No, see you next season.
Okay, Jimmy, he didn't take it.
Who was at the door, Boiny?
Oh, nobody. Just a coffee salesman.
At this time of night?
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
It was Jimmy Butler, yeah.
Boiny, get in here!
What's wrong, Karen?
I was checking our bank accounts, Boiny, and over half our life savings is missing! Do you think someone stole it?
Oh, no, that's fine, Karen. I just spent half my life savings to buy a courtside ticket to Game 6 to watch the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics.
Boiny, you spent half my life savings on basketball tickets?
Well, I spent half of my life savings because you just sit on the couch. You don't really do anything. But yeah, I did.
Boiny, do you really think it's worth it?
Is it worth it to go watch the Miami Heat win the Eastern Conference and smell Jimmy's ass as he runs by me? Yeah, I think it is, Karen.
Well, Boiny, I guess if it means that much to you, it'll be nice for us to go together. When do we leave?
We? No. That was for one ticket, just for me.
Boiny, you spent $100,000 on one ticket?
Well, yeah, Karen, I can't bring you. I don't want Jimmy to know I'm married, so whenever he wins and he lifts up that trophy, I can show him my jersey that says, Himmy Butler, marry me, and he'll kiss me on the lips.
Boiny, that man is not gonna marry you.
Yeah, he will.
And besides, you're already married, Boiny, to me.
Well, he's not gonna know that, because when we're on the flight over to Denver, I'm gonna send you divorce papers.
Boiny, what? They lose!
They're not gonna lose, Karen. Nobody has ever blown a 3-0 lead.
Oh my god, Boiny, it's just not making any sense!
Yeah, well, people don't make sense when they have a heat stroke. So you just stay here and watch the game. But don't be surprised if the TV melts from all the heat!
Oh my god, he's lost his mind!
I can't believe I'm at Game 6 at the Eastern Conference Finals!
Oh my god, Jimmy's gonna win and go on to the finals! Go, Jimmy, go! Jimmy Butler, I love you! Have my baby, Jimmy! Marry me! That's Jimmy Butler right there! I get to see him in the flesh!
Jimmy!
Jimmy, win the game, Jimmy! Go to the finals, Jimmy! Jimmy, I promise, I'll do anything for you, Jimmy! Oh my god, Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Pull your dick out, Jimmy. Pull your dick out, Jimmy. Come on. Come on, pull your dick out. Slap him with it. Oh, there it is. There's his dick. There it is. And slap. That's Jimmy fucking Butler. He just pulled his big dick out. That's Jimmy Buckets. That's Jimmy. That's him. He's going to win it all. We're going to win. Jimmy, I love you. I love you, Jimmy. I'll eat your ass. I'm the mom, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Play some D, Jimmy. You got a hot dick, Jimmy. Come on, play some D.
Play some D.
Come on, hey. Come on. Come on, Jimmy. Get on, Jimmy. Get on, Jimmy. Block it.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Pass it to Jimmy. Just pass it to Jimmy. Why would you not give it to Jimmy? What was that? What was that? What was that? That was a foul. He should have passed it to Jimmy Butler. Oh, here he comes. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Come on! To the three! Oh! Jimmy Buckets! Jimmy! Oh my god, it's a 2-point game! With only 16 seconds left! Come on, guys! You can do this! For the lead! For the win! Come on, Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy! Please do it, Jimmy! That's three shots! Three shots! Three shots! That's three shots!
It is determined that he gets to take three shots!
Ah! Jimmy! Jimmy Butler! Jimmy! Jimmy, you got three shots! Jimmy, listen! Jimmy! If you make these three shots, you go to the NBA Finals! I believe in you, Jimmy! I love you so goddamn much! Shh! 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 Everybody shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Everybody shut up!
Please shut the fuck up! Jimmy's about to shoot. He needs quiet. Quiet for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. I love you. I know you got this. Big you, Jimmy. Just make it.
Jimmy!
Jimmy Buckets! Jimmy Buckets! Yeah, everybody shut up!
I'm trying to focus.
Everybody's screaming.
Jimmy Butler, you're the best! You hear me? Jimmy! Make it! Make it! Please make it!
Oh, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Only two more! Jimmy! Oh my god, he made it! Jimmy! 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 Jimmy Bucket! Oh my god! Oh my god! Everybody shut the fuck up! Everybody shut the fuck up! Tyler, shut the fuck up!
Hey kid, put your shirt back on! Just one more shot! Tyler, shut up!
Jimmy, I know you got this. I believe. I love you! Jimmy Butler!
Move, ref! I can't see!
Ah! That's right, take my fucking picture! I was here, bitch! I just witnessed Jimmy Butler win it, because he's a goddamn goal! I can't believe it! We're winning by one!
Stop celebrating. There's 3 seconds left. We can still lose.
Calm down.
Look at Derek White. More like Derek White my ass. What's he even doing here? Get out of here, loser. Doesn't even know how to play basketball.
We won! Yeah! What? 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 Wait. Wait. What happened? Did he make it? What? How? 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 Wait. No fucking way!
I can't believe it. They lost.
They lost! Fuck! Fuck! This is the worst day of my fucking life!
I came here just to lose. I want to die. I'm going to kill myself.
How was it, Goiny?
Shitty.
I know, Goiny, because I watched it, and I watched you lose us $100,000! does.
Well, look, Karen, don't you think I feel bad enough? I just went all the way over to Miami just to watch them lose with 0.2 seconds left to the Boston Suck Dicks.
You're right, Boynie. I'm sorry I yelled.
Well, if you're mad now, it's only going to get worse, because I just bet the rest of our life savings that Miami's going to win Game 7.
What did you just bet the rest of our money on a team that just lost?
Hey, look, Karen, no team has ever blown a 3-0 lead, okay? And Jimmy's not going to go out like a bitch. He's a warrior.
But they just lost, Boynie.
That was a fluke, Karen. They put extra seconds on the board. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Boynie, if they lose, though, we'll lose everything. We'll lose the house, we'll lose our money, and I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, that sounds like a win-win to me. I mean, I lose my faith in Jimmy, but I also lose you, and I can start a new life. And hey, if I win, I get $300,000.
Oh, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, and I can use that money to buy an engagement ring so Jimmy will marry me.
Boynie, I don't think you thought this through.
Oh, I've thought the whole thing through, Karen. The wedding, the honeymoon. We're gonna have a honeymoon in Cancun, and then we're gonna settle down and have a nice little family of Asian kids, because we're gonna adopt. But don't worry, there will be a lot of sex.
Okay, that's very nice, Boynie, but why didn't you save that money so that you could go to Game 7?
Well, I'm bad luck, apparently, because Jimmy was eye-f***ing the shit out of me the whole game. I kept saying, Jimmy, the game's over there. And then he blew me a kiss, and I caught it, a little bit of tongue. But that's why I don't want to go to Game 7, because I don't want to distract him. He needs to be focused.
Okay, Boynie, when's the next game?
It's in a couple days. Now, I'm going to go meditate in the closet and pray to Himmy. Just don't bother me.
Himmy. Himmy.
Boynie.
Himmy.
Boynie, the game's about to start. It's been 2 days.
Fuck yeah. It's time.
All right, Karen, I'm ready. Hey, could you turn the heater on? I want it nice and hot in here for the heat.
Boynie, what's with the hot dog?
Well, Jimmy has never lost a game while I was sitting on this couch eating a 12-inch hot dog while meat-riding him. People say I meat-ride Jimmy Butler, and they're right. I do tricks on that thing. This right here, that's Jimmy's wiener. Actually, I bet it's even bigger than this. Wow, that is something.
Boynie, that's gross.
Have you seen the remote, Karen? I don't want to miss the game.
Well, Boynie, why don't you look at the TV?
What are these highlights from the last game? Wait, did they already win?
Yeah, Boynie, they won! Aren't you excited? You won all that money!
But I wanted to see Jimmy go crazy.
But Boynie, they won! Aren't you happy?
Well, yeah, but why didn't you come get me?
Because I was gonna leave you in that closet forever, Boynie, if they lost. But they won!
Yeah, they did win. Jimmy actually did it. Go, Jimmy! You think he won because I was in the closet meditating?
Oh yeah, Boynie, definitely.
So I should be in the closet for every game?
Yes, Boynie, and save us all that money.
Oh, I'm going to do that from now on. Screw this hot dog. It's nugget time. This is what Jimmy Butler's going to do to the Denver Nuggets. He's going to rub them on his balls, then he's going to eat them. The Nuggets suck. Actually, they're pretty good. Actually, they're very good. I'll be surprised if we win one single game.
You don't think we're going to win, Boynie?
No, I don't.
Well, I hope we win.
Oh, I do too. If we win the finals, I'm gonna get 22 tattooed on my back, and then I'm gonna get property of Jimmy Butler tattooed on my butt, and then I'm gonna have him do a hand turkey on my left ass cheek like a kindergartner.
Now I hope they lose.
Lose? Jimmy doesn't know the meaning of the word lose.
He almost blew a 3-0 lead, Boynie.
But did he? No, he didn't. So shut up. I don't want to hear that ever again, okay? Get out of here with that weak shit. They're not gonna lose. But I'm gonna be in the closet for the next few days until the finals start. And I'm going to take these nuggets with me, because I haven't eaten in 2 days. I'll be in the closet eating nuggets. Oh, yeah. Just one more thing. One more thing real quick. Go eat!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Cry!
Why are you guys so sad?
Because Tom Brady lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
More like cowgirls!
I hate them.
Junior, don't you like the Cowboys too?
No, I've never liked the Cowboys.
Then why do you have this Cowboys wallet?
My grandma got it for me. I grew up a Cowboys fan. Listen, I'm just sad that Tom Brady lost to him.
Yeah, he went out sad, dude.
Blown the hell out.
Yeah, bent over.
What, Tom Brady get bent over? I didn't hear about that. When did that happen?
We're just sad that he lost, Cody.
Well, do you think he's going to retire?
Yeah, probably.
I know. We'll never see him play again.
Well, I mean, he is 45 years old, so that makes sense.
Oh.
The news.
Breaking news! Tom Brady was eliminated from the playoffs 2 days ago, and now he's holding a press conference to announce his retirement.
Oh, I'm not retiring.
But you're not retiring?
No, I'm gonna keep playing football till I'm 60 years old.
Well, what team are you gonna play for?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just gonna keep playing football until I win 30 Super Bowls.
Yay! Look, guys, he's gonna keep playing football.
Damn it!
Fuck!
Well, I thought you guys would be happy.
No, Cody, we wanted him to retire.
Yeah, dude, this is too agonizing.
You guys were literally just sad that he was gonna stop playing.
Obviously, we're sad that he lost.
lost to the Cowboys, Cody, but that doesn't mean we want him to keep playing football.
Yeah, he's super old, dude. He could die at any moment.
What is he going to do, wait till he's 60 years old and then die on the field and his kids have to grow up without a dad? He already lost his wife, Cody. He should retire and spend time with his kids.
Well, maybe he just loves playing football.
No, no, no. He doesn't love playing football. No man loves 300-pound men grabbing on you.
Well, I wouldn't say no man.
Listen, he's clearly unhappy, Cody.
He looks pretty happy to me, and he has millions of dollars.
No, no, no. He has a mental problem. Look, there's something wrong with his brain. He has like a curse on him that'll make him not stop playing football, and we need to help him retire.
Yeah, dude, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, how are you gonna help him retire?
Well, we could break both his legs.
What?
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Listen, Cody, when a football player breaks his leg, his career's usually over. So if we break both of Tom Brady's legs, he's gonna have to retire.
But guys, I don't condone any of this.
Now listen, Cody, look, he's gonna be laying in a hospital bed with both his legs snapped in half, and his kid's gonna be like, "You done, daddy?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm doing, kids." And like, "Yay, daddy!" And they're gonna run off in the sunset, and he's gonna thank us later, Cody.
Okay, well, how are you gonna break his legs?
I got a bat.
Ooh, a bat.
Okay, maybe I asked the wrong question. How are you going to get Tom Brady over here so you can break his legs?
We got to, like, lure him in with something that he likes.
Yeah.
He likes football.
No, he doesn't.
God, he doesn't listen.
He's under a curse, Cody. He doesn't like football. Cody, go on his Instagram and see if he posts anything on his story that he might like.
Okay, I'm on his Instagram story.
What'd he post?
Well, he has a picture of his dog on his crotch, and it says, "Always looking for meat." That caption is crazy. Always looking for meat is crazy.
Well, he just likes his dog.
I mean, yeah, but always looking for meat, like, that's just crazy.
Come on, dude. You know Brady got that thing on him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. That just seems crazy. Let's see. Lua loving her boy toy? What the hell? What? Is he calling himself a boy toy?
He just likes his dog, Cody.
I guess. Who's a good boy? Junior, this is crazy.
Emily, he just likes dogs, so I got an idea. We go to the shelter, we adopt the dog, we put it on Instagram, he'll come over and want to pet it.
Well, a lot of people have dogs. That doesn't mean Tom Brady just shows up at their house.
No, look, we'll tell him that the dog's looking for meat.
Yeah, I guess that could work.
All right, so let's go to the shelter and adopt the dog.
Okay.
All right, guys, we got a dog.
Junior, I can't believe we adopted a dog just so you can break Tom Brady's legs.
We're helping Tom Brady, Cody.
Dude, what are we going to name it?
Puffball Jenkins.
Ooh, I like the name. Sophisticated.
Wait, why is it sniffing and licking me?
Oh, you know it's looking for meat, dude.
Oh, yeah, the post. Okay, Joseph, grab my phone.
Okay.
All right, Cody, hold him down.
Okay.
Take it, Joseph.
Okay, dude, I got you. Oh, dude, this is a sweet pick.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. That's like, it's just like Tom Brady's post.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, this feels wrong.
No, Tom Brady did that post. We're just trying to get his attention. Joseph, post it on my story.
Oh, I got you, bro.
Tom Brady will be here any minute. That's Tom Brady!
No way.
Tom Brady?
Huh, I wish I was Tom Brady. Now, I sprained my pinky in high school, so I never went pro. But if I didn't sprain my pinky, I'd be 10 times better than Tom Brady. Oh, by the way, did you post this on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I posted that.
Yeah, okay, well, that is crazy. I mean, that picture with that caption, always looking for meat, that is just insane, man.
Well, I was just trying to get Tom Brady's attention.
No, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to check on that dog, see if it's okay.
Well, no, the dog is okay.
I'm gonna have to come check.
Okay, I'm just gonna make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real quick. I took my shirt off because I don't want it to get dirty with all the peanut butter and jelly. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You're a dog. Hold on. Let me just get a glob of peanut butter. Oh, God! Ow! 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 Get off me! Get off me! Get off me! Ow! Ow! Ow!
What's going on here?
Get this dog off of me!
Oh, get off, Puffball Jenkins!
What the hell is going on in here? I was just trying to get a PBJ. What, a peanut butter BJ? Kid, what is wrong with you? You are sick! No, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, then why is there peanut butter on your wang? Well, I don't know. That's where the spoon fell. Oh, yeah, very coincidental.
Oh, no, officer, listen. The dog is always looking for meat, not peanut butter.
Okay, I think I need to take this dog away from you.
No. We need this dog to break Tom Brady's legs.
What? I don't know what you kids are talking about, but this dog is not safe here. Come on, Puffball Jenkins. Let's get you to a safe home.
They took our dog, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Where were you at, Joseph?
I was in Sonic.
No, that sounds way better than the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I was gonna make.
Wait, why do you have peanut butter in your crotch, dude?
Oh, I tried to make a PB&J and then a dog attacked me. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go clean myself up.
Oh, dude, where is the dog?
Oh, the cops came and took him.
Wait, the cops came? Oh, man, thank God I wasn't here, because I have a warrant. I would have started shooting. Someone would have died.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
I'm
not
Jesus.
Yeah, say bless you. Wait, that's for sneezes.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Anyway, Cody, you put on a new shirt.
Yeah, so?
But your shirt's right here. What happened?
I don't know, you guys just fell asleep.
Oh, dude, I got a headache.
I can't remember anything.
Good. Well, since the dog thing didn't work out, how are you guys gonna get Tom Brady over here?
Oh, yeah, we still gotta get Tom Brady's attention. What else does Tom Brady like?
Football?
No, he doesn't like football, Cody.
Yes, he does, Junior.
Dude, he might be right this time.
Okay, Cody, since Tom Brady likes football, how are we gonna get his attention with that?
Well, Tom Brady still wants to play, right? So maybe if we made like a highlight reel of showing how good Joseph is at catching footballs, that would get Tom Brady's attention and he'd come over to sign him.
Dude, I always wanted to be a celebrity! Oh, dude, let's do it!
Okay, well, I mean, that actually might work. Alright, so let's grab a camera, let's grab a football, and Joseph, catch some footballs.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, Cody, make sure to get the really good angles of Joseph making these catches.
Oh, don't worry, Junior. Me and my boyfriend have had a lot of practice with the camera. We should start an OnlyFans.
All right, Joseph, go along!
All right, dude! I'm open, dude! Eat breast, get out of my kitchen! I'm trying to make scorching hot Pringles!
Oh, this shot's gonna be hot.
God, Cody, why did you have to get in my way? I would have definitely made it to ESPN. Catching a ball over the fire? Dang!
Yeah, why'd you have to get in his way, Cody?
Junior, that was a shit throw and you know it.
Well, the doctor's on his way.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor. I have this sore in my mouth. It's like on the side and it burns. And I play with it with my tongue, but I don't like it.
No, that's okay. It's just a cold sore. It'll go away in a few days.
All right, thank you.
All right, if that's all you needed. Excuse me? Oh my God, kid, you are burned to a crisp. What happened?
My friend sucks at throwing.
No, you suck at being a cameraman. Listen, doctor, we were trying to make a highlight reel for Tom Brady because we wanted him to try to sign my friend, right? And so we were trying to throw the football over the fire, and Cody got in the way and fell into the fire.
Oh, man, kids, playing with fire is really dangerous. Somebody could have gotten seriously hurt.
Excuse me?
Oh, right. Yeah, you did get seriously hurt. Well, this is why you don't do that kind of thing. Huh. I feel like I should say something else. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No, that's not it. An apple a day keeps the doctor away? Yeah, that's it. I'm afraid of apples.
iPhone!
Ah!
iPad!
Ah!
iPod!
Ah!
Oh, well, yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah, apples, see. Okay, well, if that's all you need...
Excuse me, can you help me?
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, kid. I'll give you a full body cast for your burns.
Yes, please, I'm in so much pain.
You feeling better, Cody?
A little bit.
Well, kid, since you have burns on 98% of your body, I guess that makes you eligible for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So what do you want to wish for? You can meet anybody or do pretty much anything.
Ooh, Cody, ask to meet Tom Brady, and then we can break his legs.
Junior, that seems wrong.
Do it, Cody.
I want to meet Tom Brady.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I can get Tom Brady over here. Wait a minute. Don't you have a warrant?
Ah! I'm out of here, dude!
I'll get you, kid! Okay, yeah, I'll go get Tom Brady over here.
Oh, good going, Cody.
Hey there, I'm Tom Brady. I heard there was a sick kid here who wanted to meet me.
Yeah, Tom, I did.
Hey, how about I give you a smooch? Mwah! Well, that was just a peck. Let's go in for another. Mwah! There you go. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm Tom Brady. What are you doing with that hammer?
Ow, 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 my legs, my precious legs. Ow, you broke both my legs.
I'm sorry, Tom, it was for your own good. Doctor, come in here.
Well, Tom, you broke both your legs and that kid did it, but you're not pressing charges, so I'm gonna go.
Tom, why are you not pressing charges?
Well, because it's not his fault.
Well, yeah, it is. He broke your legs on purpose.
Are you gonna retire now, Tom?
No, of course not. Imagine winning a Super Bowl while in a wheelchair. I'll be the Super Goat, the first NFL player to win a Super Bowl while in a wheelchair.
So you don't want to retire?
Nope.
You don't want to spend time with your kids?
No, that's lame. You know what isn't lame? Super Bowls.
You don't want to, like, enjoy life?
Super Bowls is life!
You don't want to, like, spend time on the beach with your millions of dollars?
No, not unless there's a Super Bowl on the beach. Oh, that'd be cool. There should be a Super Bowl underwater, on the moon!
Okay.
Always follow your dreams, kids!
Well, Junior, you didn't get Tom Brady to retire.
I guess there's nothing that'll make him retire.
Yeah. Always looking for meat, though, is crazy, right? Like, that's a crazy caption. We can all agree that's crazy.
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass, because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sake, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
Class, settle down, class, be quiet.
going to correct you guys. Be quiet.
Did you hear say be quiet?
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're here.
Yes, I am. I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school.
Please, no! I want my summers off, too!
Oh, no. You get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver!
Shut up, Mikey!
Anyway, today is your final exam, and I'm gonna sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never!
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, girl.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come on, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do, I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this, if you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool.
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oopsie! I dropped it!
Clumsy ass. I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody. Well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior. Your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct! You got it right! You passed!
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has 2 O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh, boobies?
No, Junior, O, not ooh, O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot, hoot.
No.
Hoot.
No, Junior, no. Oh,
he fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again. And, oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No, Junior. It's oboe.
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument.
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I failed kindergarten.
Yeah, you failed kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elf skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick! Oh, frick! Frickin' frick! Frick, God!
Alright, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is gonna pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam!
I can't believe I failed!
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys!
Sorry, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop!
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you pass!
I didn't say fish, I failed. I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
Oh, no, Mikey, that's okay, we're good. We're just going to try again. We're going to do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa.
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe.
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No, no, no. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, now I've seen it one. It's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog. You might I passed. Yay!
Yes, you did. Okay, Joseph, get up here. We're going to do your exam.
Too fucking easy, guys.
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass.
All right, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it...
Plane crashing into your house than winning the lottery.
That's bullshit. You can't just make up statistics just because I don't get on planes.
Okay, but it's true.
Well, I never see planes fly over my house and they're trained to land in fields, not houses, Cody.
I'm just saying you have a better chance of being eaten by a shark while being struck by lightning than winning the lottery.
Okay, that's bullshit. Have they ever talked to someone who would get struck by lightning while eaten by a shark?
I don't know, maybe.
And that's never happened ever, so you have a better chance of winning the lottery because that has never happened to anyone ever.
Junior, you have a better chance of becoming president than winning the lottery.
That's bullshit, Cody. Let me tell you why that's bullshit. There's over 300 million Americans, right? And one person can be president at a time. That's 1 in 300 million, right? You said the lottery is 1 in 290 million, right?
Yeah, about.
Oh, yeah, and also, the lottery's every single week. An election's every 4 years. So you could win the lottery multiple times in a week if you wanted to. You can't be president every week. That's stupid. You have a better chance of winning the lottery multiple times than becoming the president once. Because also, I'm not into politics. And also, if I say the N-word, that eliminates me from being president.
No, that doesn't matter anymore at all.
Yeah, not these days. You can still run.
Yeah, so look, I can be president every week. Actually, I can win the lottery every week and not be president every week. You have to be president every 4 years.
Okay, but what about being an astronaut or being killed by a champagne cork? These are all things I looked up on the Uber ride home from.
Listen, Cody, we have the winning lottery ticket. I just know it.
Okay, if you're so sure, let's watch the news and see the numbers.
Time to read off the winning lottery numbers. Today's numbers are 8, 17, 41, 42, 62, and the Powerball number is 1. So if these numbers match the numbers on your ticket, you're a winner.
Ooh, let's check the ticket. Aw, oh, guys, we didn't win. Our first two numbers are 10 and 29.
Wait, Junior, the ticket's upside down.
Wait, it was? What? Oh my God, we won! Yeah, we did! Yeah, we won a big one! We're rich!
Well, actually, Ken technically bought the ticket, so the money's his.
Oh, fuck your shit! Ken can't even breathe, nigga! How can he buy a ticket? That money is ours!
Yeah, Cody, when you walked away, I said if we won, we were all gonna split the money.
Yeah, you definitely said that shit. I heard you.
I didn't hear that.
Joseph, I said it, right?
Yeah, you said it like 7 times.
I said it.
Well, it's up to Ken if he wants to share the money.
Man, fuck Ken, yeah, bro! I'm supposed to ugly ass down the drain right now, bro. I don't wanna hear that shit.
Ken says he doesn't appreciate your tone.
Well, kids pissing me off because y'all give me hype about money. I can't spend, nigga.
Just play his little game, man.
I'm not into playing these fucking games, boy. He's gonna piss me off.
Ken says he heard that and he's not gonna share the money with anybody with that attitude.
No, Ken, Joseph's very sorry. Say you're sorry, Joseph.
I'm sorry.
Ken says he accepts your apology.
Okay, so you just go cash the ticket in and bring all the money back in cash.
Cash the ticket, Ken.
Yeah, I'll be your personal bank. I'll cash it for you.
Actually, you can't because you're not 18. Unlike Ken, who is almost 18, is 18, for legal purposes, just with regard to this and nothing else. Come on, Ken.
Look, just play a stupid little game and just pretend Ken's real so you can get some money.
Does this nigga not know I kill people for fucking less?
Cody's taking a long time. Do you think they let him cash the ticket?
Hell nah. They probably confiscated that bitch and arrested Ken for, you know, fraud and lying.
Yeah, I mean, Ken's not even a real person, so they probably did take the ticket away from him.
Right.
They're not even going to let him get that money. The news!
Hello, I'm here with billion-dollar lottery winner Ken and his boyfriend Cody. Tell me, Ken, what does it feel like to be a winner?
Oh, Ken says he feels great and he's so fucking excited he has all this money. He said there was a 1 in 292 million chance he'd win the lottery, but a 100% chance I'll be licking gold caviar off his asshole tonight.
Oh, okay then. Well, tell me, Ken, what made you want to buy a lottery ticket today?
Oh, that was actually my idea. Yeah, I wanted to buy a ticket, but I'm not 18, so I couldn't, so I had Ken do it for me.
Wait, so he's 18 and you're not 18? Doesn't that make him a predator? Oh, no. He's not. You heard it here first, folks. The $1 billion lottery winner's a predator.
No fucking way! That goofy far-eyed fuck was supposed to share the money!
Listen, let's just talk to him. Maybe he's just doing an interview because he wanted to act like he got the money.
Sup, chode sniffers?
You tell me, where's our cut?
Oh, well, you saw the news, right? This is Ken's money.
Aw, that's bullshit. So tell me why you got a new outfit and a new chain, huh, fuck nigga?
Oh, well, Ken bought all of this stuff, you know, just as a thank you for helping him get the lottery ticket.
How generous! Oh, thank you, Ken. You are very generous ass nigga. You should be sharing some money with a broke ass nigga over here. Give me something.
Ken, can Joseph have some money? Ooh, sorry, Joseph. He said he'll only give you money if you admit he's not a doll.
You know what? You're not a fucking doll.
What's that, Ken? Oh, he says he doesn't believe you. He thinks you're just saying that for money.
Well, he's smart as fuck. He might actually have a damn brain. Give me some damn money!
Cody, can I have some money?
Can Junior have some money? Ooh, Junior, he says he'll only give you money if you admit my mom's not fat and the sun's not a planet.
Okay, I feel like you're just saying stuff that you want to hear.
No. Guys, I swear on a stack of Bibles. If it was up to me, I'd be handing out money left and right, but this is up to Ken.
Swearing on Bibles doesn't mean anything to you because you're Jewish.
Right? You're supposed to be swearing on Qurans and shit.
That's Islam.
What do Jewish do? What do Jewish people read?
The Torah?
Swear on that.
I can't. That's against my religion.
Oh, come on, bro. Here you go with this shit, bro. I'm about to hit him with a remote.
Cody, you said, when we bought this ticket, we all agreed we'd share the money.
I didn't agree to that.
Okay, Ken needs to give us that money, because come on, Cody.
Well, guys, come on. I mean, if I had access to his bank account, I would, but I don't. It's his private account.
Oh, okay, well, how about that money right there? Give us that money.
Ooh, that money is driving the car.
Driving the car.
It's driving the car.
Man, this is some bullshit, bro. All right, I'm out of here.
Where are you going, Joseph?
Oh, you about to see. I'm about to go make a little phone call.
Phone call? Who's he calling?
I don't know, but okay, now that Joseph's not around, be honest. You have access to Ken's money.
No. That's a private account. It's Ken's private account.
You swear?
I swear. Yeah. Yippers, sir. It's private. No way for me. Just Ken.
Hey there. Somebody called the cops?
With the cops? No. Why?
Well, somebody called me about lottery fraud.
Lottery fraud? Joseph, did you call the cops?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm a snitch-ass nigga. I watch Charleston White on the daily. I learn from the best.
What, Joseph, you really called the cops?
Of course! I need my slice of the goddamn pie, and I'm not being fed in this bitch! So roll over and die, you four-eyed, freckle-faced, ugly-ass boy!
Joseph, Ken heard everything you said, and he said it was very hurtful, and he's not giving you any money now. He just said that.
Aw, I am so hurt. I ought to take that goddamn money out your car. Goddamn.
Okay, kid, did you use your G.I. Joe here to buy an illegal lottery ticket and win? Okay, well, first of all, he's not a G.I. Joe. Okay, well, it doesn't really matter, because he's an inanimate object, and they can't buy lottery tickets, and you're under 18, so you shouldn't have had that ticket in the first
place. Exactly, that's what I've been saying, so this should be mine.
officer, how many pieces of persuasion would it take to make all this go away?
Why so sad, Cody?
I lost all my money. I mean, Ken lost all his money.
Damn, crazy world we live in. Because they let me keep my little stat for stenching on y'all ass.
Joseph, can I have $100?
For what?
Cake pops.
Nigga, fuck your cake pops. You're too fast.
Yeah, you were kind of a dick, Cody.
Shush.
Okay.
Made you a Krabby Patty.
Ooh, it looks delicious, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom.
No, actually, put it in your mouth and chew it and swallow it.
But, Jeffy, it's Play-Doh.
Eat it!
Okay.
Jeffy, look that way.
Delicious.
Good. I'll make you three more.
Ugh.
Baby, you don't actually have to eat it.
I know, Marvin, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Nothing.
Look, Marvin, the news is on.
Breaking news, okay? Tom Brady, 7-time Super Bowl champion, is getting divorced by his wife.
I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that.
Okay, I'm here with Tom Brady.
Wow, you're tall. You want to be one of my defensive linemen?
No, Tom, I don't want to be part of your football team. But how are you taking the divorce?
Divorce? I'm getting divorced.
Yes, your wife filed for divorce this morning.
Oh, that sucks, I guess. Well, do I still get to play football?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's all I care about.
Well, how are your kids taking the divorce?
What, kids? I have kids.
Yes, Tom, you have three.
Oh, well, the only three things I know is I lost three Super Bowls. It makes me sad.
Well, do you even remember the names of your three kids?
Oh, I'm no good with names. Let's see. One of them's got to be Tom Brady Jr., and then I think one of them's Gronk, and then Patrick sounds familiar. Oh, look, a football. Football. I like football.
Tom? Tom, we're in the middle of an interview here.
Pass me the football.
Tom, come on. Stop. Stop it, Tom.
Hey.
We're talking about your kids here.
Oh, yeah, my kids. Wait, who got custody?
It's split between you and your wife, 50-50.
Oh, well, as long as I don't have to see them on Mondays, Thursdays, or Sundays, or days when I have practice. Actually, she should probably just hold on to them for a while.
Well, now that you're divorced, Tom, how much longer are you going to play football?
Well, I don't have a reason to quit now. So I'm just going to keep playing till I'm dead. Oh, is that a football?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Tom Brady is distraught after the divorce.
Tom Brady's getting a divorce?
That's so sad. I guess it goes to show that money can't buy you happiness.
You know what money can buy you? A big inflatable pony with light-up nipples.
Jeffy.
Talking old disco tits.
Hey, guys, have you seen my spatula?
Right here, scrambling up some eggs.
Oh, God, now I can't use it.
Chef Peavy, did you hear that Tom Brady got a divorce?
What? Tom Brady? Mr. Goat himself? Mr. Bass?
Yeah, he got a divorce.
Ooh, that means it's finally my chance.
Your chance for what?
My chance to marry him, stupid, and be his number one wide receiver.
No, he would marry me instead of you.
But Marvin, you're already married.
What?
To me.
Yeah, you're taken. He's not going to choose you.
Well, no, I want to be married to Tom Brady instead of you. He's the GOAT. He has 7 rings, and I want to be 1 more ring on his finger.
Marvin!
Yeah, you ball. He's not going to choose you, Marvin. He's going to choose me, because I got a huge caboose, and I can throw it in a circle. Yeah, let me throw that ass in a circle.
I can throw mine in a circle better.
Nuh-uh, look at my ass clap.
No,
Marvin,
he's going
to... Stop it!
He wants to hear mine clap.
Look at my ass clap.
No, mine clap's louder like the 70,000 people that clap for his ass in the Super Bowl.
No, it doesn't. Look at mine!
Calm down, both of you!
Baby, does mine clap?
No, Marvin, you look ridiculous.
Oh, look, Tom Brady's gonna choose me to be his wife instead of you.
No, he's not. He's gonna choose me. Watch this.
Guys!
Alright, Junior, you wanna see me lift this weight?
You can't lift that weight.
Yeah, I can, Junior. I can lift it like 10 times. See, I'm lifting it.
Okay. What? You dropped it.
No, I didn't drop it. I unzipped my pants and my giant wang fell out and hit the table. That's what you heard.
No, you dropped the weight.
No, it's my monster wang.
Junior, serious question. How hot am I? Scale of 1 through 10.
Well, you're hotter as a guy.
Thank you, but I need a rating as a woman.
Chef Pee-Pee, why are you dressed like a girl?
No, I'm not Chef Pee-Pee. I'm Serena, the hot Latina goddess with a huge dumpy. Beep, beep, beep.
Okay, but why are you really dressed like a girl?
Oh, because Tom Brady's single and I gotta go smash that up before some other hoe does.
Wait, Tom Brady's single? Oh, I gotta get in on this.
Well, Cody, you can't date Tom Brady. You're a kid.
Hey, I've seen the video, okay? He kisses his son on the mouth, and we're about the same age, so I have just as good of a chance as anyone else.
But Cody, Mommy, where's Daddy?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Okay, guys, how do I look?
Marvin, what is going on with you?
I shaved off my mustache and put a wig on.
Daddy, did you tuck your wiener in your butt?
I sure did, Jeffy.
Jesus.
Marvin, what is happening?
Well, did you hear that Tom Brady's going on the show, The Bachelor, and he's gonna choose one lucky woman to be his wife?
Marvin, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're not hot enough.
Sure I am.
If looks could kill...
It would kill a boner.
I'm calling a doctor so he can mentally check you out.
And to get your wiener removed.
Yeah, baby, I need that to happen.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, fix my husband. He's broken.
My daddy's got his wiener in his butt.
Hey there, beautiful. What's your name?
Oh, dear God.
Well, I haven't chose my woman name yet.
Wait, what?
That's Marvin, my husband. He's dressed like a woman.
Hey, don't judge. That's normal now.
Well, I was thinking my name could be Margie.
Ew, no.
Or Maggie.
No, I don't like that either.
Or Marissa.
I guess that's kind of hot.
Can you just tell me what's wrong with him?
Well, why are you dressed like a woman?
Well, Tom Brady's getting a divorce, and he's going on The Bachelor to find a new wife.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me the GOAT is getting divorced, and he's looking for a new wife? And that could be me?
Oh, dear God, not you too!
Hey, I always told my wife if I could be with another man, it would be with Tom Brady, and now I finally have my chance.
Well, you better back off, because he doesn't want to be with you, he wants to be with me.
You really think he's going to be with you instead of me?
Yeah!
He doesn't want to be with either one of you guys! He wants to be with a supermodel girlfriend!
Yeah, well, look how that worked out. She's divorcing him. Yeah, Tom Brady should just lower his standards a little bit. Like, maybe like a middle-aged man in a wig. You know, men know what Tom Brady wants, and that's to play football. I'll stay in with the kids, I don't give a shit. I mean, he can just play until he's 80, I don't care. Just never come home. Just keep winning, you know? Telling the GOAT not to play football is like telling a plane not to fly, or telling a boat not to swim, or... Not swim, boats don't swim. What the hell do boats do? Like, float. Yeah, telling a boat not to float I want a root beer float. I'm getting distracted. Look, Tom Brady's gonna be mine.
No, he's not gonna be yours. He's gonna be mine. He's gonna pick me over you.
Okay, well, I'll show you. I'll show all of you.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I look hot.
You're watching The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor. Today's Bachelor is Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady. I've won 7 Super Bowls.
He sure has. So now let's meet the eligible bachelorettes. First up, we have Marissa.
Hi, Tom. I love you.
Next, we have Brooke.
Oh my God, is that Tom Brady? Is that the GOAT? Look how close I am to the GOAT. I'm in the same room as the GOAT.
Then we have Carly. Hey, Tom, your ass looks real nice in them pants. Our final bachelorette is Serena.
Hey, Tom.
Ooh, let me deflate them balls, baby. Oh, yeah, come on. I'll do it. You're not a cheater, not in my eyes.
Okay, Tom, you're gonna go on a date with each of these 4 women.
Well, looky there. There's 4 of them, just like the 4 quarters of a football game.
Oh, okay, Tom, I'm gonna need you to focus. You're gonna take all these women on a date, and then you're gonna decide which one of them you want to marry.
Okay.
Let the dates begin!
Ooh, I'm a little nervous.
So, tell me about yourself.
Oh, me. Tom, I'm be honest with you. I'm a dude. I'm just like a whole ass dude. You see the mustache? But I mean, I'll be honest, I wasn't gonna win this competition anyway. I mean, have you seen the other women? They are smoking hot. No, I didn't stand a chance. But, I mean, while I have you here, I've always wanted to meet you, so, like, could you please sign my jersey?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I know you don't play for them anymore, but it's the only one I got, so I'd really appreciate it if you could just sign that, to my biggest fan, my best friend, Brooklyn T Guy, from the MF and GOAT, but, like, actually write out the words, motherfucking GOAT, Tom Brady, and then, just write your phone number, because, I mean, I might not win this competition, but I still want to, like, hang out and be friends, and I want to show my friends at the bar, like, hey, I hang out with Tom Brady, we're friends, so if you could just do that for me, that would be great. Thank you so much, Tom. This means a lot to me. Hey, don't ever retire, okay? Just keep playing football till you die, all right? Just promise me that. Okay, oh man. I mean, hey, do you still want to marry me after this? I'll do it. I mean, no homo, but like, I'll do whatever you want, okay? So just keep that in mind. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Tom.
How do I think the date went? I'd say it went pretty fucking good. Who do you know that has a personalized signed Tom Brady jersey? Yeah, no, I think the date went pretty well.
How do I think the date went? Well, I think it went pretty good. You know, Brooke is pretty interesting. She was fangirling a lot, had me sign a few autographs. She had a mustache. But, you know, I think it's pretty nice to have a woman who supports my football career. Haven't had that in a while.
Hey, Tom, get in the hot tub. It's nice and warm. I peed in it for you. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Tom, you want to see how long I can hold my breath underwater? Take your pants off.
How would I say the date went? Well, I went snorkeling for chode and came up empty, so I'd say that's a thumbs down.
Carly's weird.
This is a lovely dinner, Serena.
Thanks, Tom. I made it just for you. Your favorite avocado burger.
Oh, looky there. There is an avocado.
Mm-hmm. I read it in your book, The TB12 Method. Oh, my God. Look at you on the cover. You sexy bitch, you. Oh, I fondle myself to it every day.
Thank you.
Would you like some confetti with your burger? You know, winners love confetti.
I do love confetti, and I've won 7 Super Bowls.
Yes, you did. You deserve to celebrate. Whew, there you go. Oh. You know what, Tom? I want to show you what a real woman can do. Can I show you? Huh? Huh?
That's a candle.
It is a candle. Imagine it as your candle.
I don't have any candles. My wife took them in the divorce.
Damn it, Tom! Love me!
Okay, I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
Oh, playing hard to get. Ooh, you sexy bastard! How do I think the date went? Oh, he digs me. I made the man dinner, okay? You know what they say. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'm going through the penis.
Serena came off as a little desperate, but I like that she read my book, and she knows I like avocados, and she's got a fat dumpy.
Wait. What did he say about my dumpy? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Everybody can get a piece. It's super fat. Everybody wants this dumpy.
Okay, Tom, I thought the best date for us to go on is go to the movies.
So I just sit here?
Yeah, you just sit there and watch the movie and relax.
Well, I don't know what relax means.
It means you just sit there and do nothing and watch the movie.
But when do I play football?
You don't play football.
Oh, well, I haven't been to a movie in years. The only movies I've ever seen are The Blind Side, and Remember the Titans, and The Longest Yard, and the remake of The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, and The Waterboy with Adam Sandler, and Air Bud, but the football one.
Well, this movie has nothing to do with football.
Oh, it doesn't?
But where are you going? How do I think the date went? Well, I don't think he likes sitting down for too long or relaxing. I think he just wants to play football.
Is Marissa a man? Because she kind of looks like a man in a wig.
Well, Tom, you just went on 4 wonderful dates. So now it's time for you to choose one of these women to give one of your Super Bowl rings to.
No, oh, pick me, please, Tom, pick me.
Brady, please, pick me, please.
So, Tom, who's it gonna be?
Please, Tom, please, pick me, pick me.
Tom, pick me, please, Daddy, please, pick me.
I choose football. I love you, football. Let's run away together.
Huh, I didn't know that could happen. Sorry, ladies, better luck next time.
Yeah, choosing football, that's the GOAT. Yeah, that's where he's the GOAT.
What? You choose football over this dumper? Come on, you're lost, Tom.
Well, I tried.
Well, don't I look like a fool? I shaved my mustache for no reason.
Well, how do you feel now that you embarrassed your entire family on national television, Marvin?
It was on TV?
Yes, Marvin, the whole world saw you dress up like a woman to try to marry Tom Brady. And where did it get you? Back at home with your wife.
Why didn't tell you no, Danny? Did your wiener come untucked from your butt?
I'm sorry, everyone. I guess I just have to realize that I'm stuck with my normal, stupid life.
Gee, thanks, Marvin.
What the hell was that? Oh, look, Danny, it came unstuck from your ceiling. Now eat it!
This wall of sparks covered in AIDS.
GYXWVUTSRQPMNLKJIHTFEDCBA.
Well, shit. All right, you're free to go.
Cut. That was a good scene.
No. Damn it, Billy.
What's wrong, Steve?
Well, Billy, the studio wants to cancel Saw 11.
What? Why? We're almost done filming.
Well, I guess people are just tired of seeing the same thing over and over again. Seeing people escape from traps and getting AIDS.
But these sparks are covered in AIDS.
Well, Billy, I think the studio is tired of all the AIDS.
What, tired of AIDS? I mean, no one's tired of AIDS. Come on, it's AIDS.
I'm sorry, Billy. You're going to have to get a new job.
A new job? But Steve, what am I going to do?
I think I can help you find a job.
Please, Steve!
Okay, Billy, I got a list of jobs here for you.
Ooh, are any of them working at an AIDS clinic?
No, I don't see that on the list.
What about an abortion clinic?
Nope.
Okay, executioner out of prison.
Nuh-uh, the job I have for you is a teller at a bank.
A bank? Is it a blood bank?
Nope, just a regular money bank for money. But look, you're already wearing a suit.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Billy.
Please, Mr. Billy was my father. Just call me Billy.
All right, Billy, have you ever worked at a bank before?
Yes, a blood bank, contaminating all the blood with AIDS.
Okay, well, we don't do that work here. We work with money.
Oh, do you offer financial AIDS?
We do, actually.
Perfect. Put me in that department.
Well, no, you have to work your way up to that. You're going to start here as a bank teller.
Okay.
So people are going to walk up to you and ask to deposit or withdraw money, and you do that.
Yep.
Okay, and we keep the money here because it's more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer's just for show.
Okay.
I'll be right over there if you need anything.
Okay, I got it. Next customer.
Hey there.
Hello. Would you like to play a game?
No, I don't want to play a game. I would just like to make a withdrawal, please.
Okay, how much?
$100 out of checking.
Oh, perfect. Let me go grab that for you. But while you wait, may I interest you in some lollipops?
Lollipops?
Oh, yeah. Look at all the different flavors. Just reach in there and grab one.
No, I'm okay.
No, come on. Just reach in there and grab that shit.
No, I just like my money, please.
No, fine. Oh, God. All right. Here's your $100, but it's in a rash wrap covered in AIDS. If you want your money so bad, you have to risk crushing your hand. Or do you go home with your pockets empty? You decide.
I really do want my money. You know what?
Fuck! The money was worth it, though. Yes! He has AIDS.
Billy, what just happened with that last customer?
It went perfect. I took the customer's money and I put it in a rat trap covered in AIDS. So when the customer went to grab his money, it crushed his hand, giving him AIDS.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You put the customer's money on a rat trap?
Yeah.
And the rat trap crushed his hand?
That's right.
Billy, you can't work here anymore. You can't hurt the customers.
Oh, come on! He's the one that chose to play the game, and he won!
No, Billy, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, well, how about we talk this over some lollipops? I put a special one in there for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I do like the purple ones.
No, not that one.
Okay, well, what about this yellow one?
No, not that one.
Okay, let's see. Pink?
Oh, not that one. Let me just wrap it for you.
Okay.
Mystery flavored.
That's a needle.
I know.
Bow!
Well, Billy, I knew you wouldn't be the right fit for a bank anyway.
Well, I gave a guy AIDS at least.
Oh, great. Well, the next job opening I have for you is an employee at a gas station.
A gas station? Like a gas chamber?
No, like gasoline for cars.
Like gasoline that you light on fire and goes kaboom?
No, it goes vroom vroom because it's in a car.
Okay.
Welcome to the gas station. Have you ever worked in one before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's pretty simple. Then the customers will get their stuff. They'll come up to the counter, and then you ring it up. You have to hit the buttons with your hoof. And the only customers that you have to look out for are the black ones.
Just like the bank!
Yep, so I'll leave you to it.
Okay, I got it. Condoms. If I take this AIDS needle and I poke the condoms with it, then the guy will get AIDS, the girl will get AIDS, and the baby will get AIDS. A 3-for-1 AIDS special.
Hello, Mr. Condom Man. I want to buy these chips, but I ain't know how much dims is, and I ain't got no money.
They're $2.99.
Y'all accept food stamps or EBP?
Do you have either of those?
No.
Then yes, we accept them.
Man, why do you chips got to be so expensive? $2.99. All it is some thinly sliced potatoes.
Listen, man, I don't like the prices either.
Ooh, y'all got Pushy Pops? How much the Pushy Pops be is?
Oh, the Push Pops are free as long as you take your complimentary flu shot.
Man, see, my cousin Doodoo Ass, he got the flu shot one time, and he still got sick, and then he died last week.
Oh, it looks like he won the grand prize.
And then my other cousin Pookie, he got the flu shot when he was a baby, and he grew up retarded. And I mean, I still copy off his paper in school, though, but...
Listen, man, there's only one thing you can get for free here. You seem like a big fella. Magnum condom.
Ooh, you see, my cousin Pookie, he used a condom one time, and he still got the girl pregnant nips.
Well, this is 100% guaranteed to get you AIDS.
Alright, man, I'll try it. But I'm still gonna take the Pushy Pop and the chips too. And I ain't paying for none of it.
That's fine, it's on the house.
So, how's it going?
Great. I saw one of those people you told me to watch out for earlier.
And did he pay?
Nope.
Wait, why didn't he pay?
Well, because I gave it to him for free.
But you can't be giving away my products for free. They have to pay the money.
Well, my thought process was they take the product for free, they go home and try it out, and then they come back and buy some more.
You're an idiot! You're too busy making a condom kebab to make people pay for the stuff that they're trying to buy from the store! You are fired! Get out of my store!
Damn it!
Well, Billy, you're not really good at this working thing, are you?
No, but I think I might have given a guy's baby AIDS. I won't know for another 9 months, though.
Well, Billy, you sure are a sick fuck.
Yeah.
Well, how about a job working as a waiter at Applebee's?
Applebee's?
That's not even clever!
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Oh, man, Marvin, I'm so glad we're going out on a boys' date. You know, I really hate calling it a date. It sounds kind of gay. It's not like we're going to bang after this. Well, let's see how dinner goes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Clarissa. I'll be your server. And today I have Billy here with me, who is training.
Ugh, I hate when they're training somebody new. Hey, listen up, buddy. I'm kind of a regular around here, so you're going to want to memorize my order. Whenever they see me coming in, they know they got a hungry boy coming. Yeah, I actually happen to be part of the Applebee's Yourself Reward Program. Clarissa, tell them how many points I have.
He doesn't always pay for his meals.
I do not, because I only pay when I like the service.
Oh, fuck you. Billy, ask them what they would like to drink.
What would you gentlemen like to drink? May I interest you in some lemonades, or Gatorades, or maybe some Powerades?
No, I'll just have a Mountain Dew Darkberry Dash.
I'll have a Pepsi.
Okay.
Billy, why don't you ask them if they're ready to order?
Are you ready to order?
Am I ready? Yeah, I think I'm ready. Hold on, let me see here. I will have a steak cooked extra rare. I'll also have some chicken wonton tacos and some chicken tenders and some cheese sticks. Oh, and of course, the kids' cheese pizza.
And for you, sir?
Oh, you thought I was done? He really must be new here. I would also like some chicken Alfredo, thank you.
Okay, and for you, sir?
I'll have a cheeseburger.
Okay, so you want a steak cooked extra rare, a kid's cheese pizza, chicken wonton tacos, chicken tenders, and chicken Alfredo and mozzarella sticks. And for you, sir, you want a cheeseburger.
Damn, Marvin, you remembered the whole thing. I like this guy. I might actually pay for my meal today.
You know what? I'll be right back with your order. All right, gentlemen, order up. Bone apple dies.
This looks delicious.
Would you gentlemen like to play a game?
Ooh, food and entertainment? Yeah, okay, we'll play a game.
Let's just say each one of your meals before you has a secret ingredient. Let's start with your kids' cheese pizza. Would you rather bite the bullet or go hungry?
Are there fucking bullets on my pizza?
Or your steak? Are you gonna eat it? Or say screw that?
Are these screws?
Your mozzarella sticks! They are finger-cutting good! Or your chicken tenders, 13 poisons and spices. Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with your chicken Alfredo, except that you forgot to ask for it to be Gorilla Gluten-Free. It's covered in Gorilla Glue. Your chicken wonton tacos, they just got vaccinated with AIDS. Did I forget to mention that all the meals are covered in AIDS?
What's wrong with my cheeseburger?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with your cheeseburger. It's just a classic cheeseburger covered in AIDS. So, gentlemen, you decide, eat your food and suffer pain, or go hungry. Ah!
Clarissa, a word?
Yes.
What the fuck? What did he do to our food?
I see nothing wrong here.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna take our business elsewhere. We're going to Red Lobster. Come on, Marvin.
I'll see you there.
Damn it, Billy! You've been fired from every job I've given you!
I know! The only two things I'm good at is setting traps and giving people AIDS! I suck! Just give me my movie back, Steve!
Well, they're still not gonna make Saw 11, but I do have another movie for you.
Really? What movie is it? Tell me where she is, Joker! Tell me!
Would you like to play a game, Batman?
We don't have time for games! Tell me where she is!
She is currently locked inside of a building, tied to barrels of gasoline rigged to explode in 5 minutes. But also, there is a ferry filled with Gotham citizens also set to explode. So, which will you choose? Save the love of your life, or save the city you swore to protect?
Why would you do this, Joker? How do I save both?
It's not about the AIDS, Batman. It's about sending the message.
Tell me how I save both!
Do you want to know how I got these spirals on my cheeks, Batman? You see, my father, he came up to me, and he said, "Why so AIDS?"
Okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep working with someone who keeps saying AIDS all the time. I can't do this anymore.
Anyone do that. And Z is for zebra stripes because he's going to be wearing black and white stripes when he's in jail.
Jeffy, why would you do all those things?
Because I got this shiny belt for beating up Bone Crusher.
Oh, is that real?
Yep.
I've always wanted a WWE belt. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will drop all these charges if you give me that belt.
Well, I won this fair and square.
Jeffy, give him the damn belt.
Okay.
Ooh, this is going to be so cool. I'm going to be like a wrestler.
Here, take it.
Oh, sweet.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you did all that, but you got really lucky that he wanted your stupid belt. Now, I have one more question. Did you really eat all your green beans?
Did you check the floor?
Ooh, you goober!
Officer Guy, get in here!
Yes, sir?
Guy, Sorry, I was looking through your file and I found some troubling news.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Well, it seems you never finished the fifth grade.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, you see, I grew up in Brooklyn, and then I moved away and I went to a different school, so I just went right into sixth grade instead of finishing fifth grade.
Well, that's not good, guy! We can't have a police officer that never finished fifth grade!
Sir, what does it matter if I never learned all my shapes or whatever?
Guy, we're gonna need you to repeat the fifth grade.
What? Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous! This is like the plot of an Adam Sandler movie or something!
Guy, either you go back to the fifth grade or you turn in your badge!
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Stupid.
Hey, Karen.
Blee, you're home early from work.
Yeah, the chief says I can't be a cop anymore until I finish the fifth grade.
You never finished the fifth grade, Blee?
No.
Well, how'd you graduate high school?
I don't know, Karen. I don't understand it either, okay? I just have to go for one day to show him how smart I am.
Oh, Blee, Penelope's not gonna like this.
I'll talk to her. Penelope, get in here.
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, your daddy never finished fifth grade, so I'm going to be going to school with you tomorrow. But look, it's going to be fun. We're going to be like best friends. We'll hold hands, and I'll protect you from all the bullies.
This is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me!
Huh. Well, I'm not worried. She'll love it by tomorrow.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're coming to school with me. This is so embarrassing.
Hey, I don't like it either, Penelope, okay? But it's only for one day. I just have to go for long enough to prove that I'm smarter than a fifth grader without having to meet Jeff Foxworthy.
Just don't acknowledge me, okay?
Okay, but I don't know why you're so embarrassed of me. You know, your dad was actually pretty cool when he was in school. I'll have you know I could flick my boogers farther than anyone else in the class.
That's disgusting!
And guess what? I was the first one in my friend group to get his first kiss. I mean, it was with a dude, and it was on a dare, but he was a pretty good-looking dude. You know, I pulled hose. I mean, they were guy hose, but I still felt cool.
Ugh. Oh, the bus is here. Just don't talk to me and don't sit next to me.
Penelope. Ugh. Penelope, I don't see why I can't sit next to you. I'm your father.
Oh, you must want to say bye to your daughter.
Oh, no, I'm actually going to school.
Is that legal?
It's court ordered, actually.
All right, well, then go sit down.
Really? I guess anybody can get on the bus.
What, Dad? I told you not to sit next to me.
Well, I don't have anywhere else to sit, Penelope. I don't have any friends. Besides, this is like bonding time.
No, it's not.
Wait, okay, who's the asshole? You want to go? Wait, I mean, never mind, young king. Wakanda forever.
What, Dad?
Look, it's my first day, and I don't want any trouble, okay? Oh, you know what? Hey, would you like my lunch money?
Oh, cool!
Yeah, there you go, bro, dog. See, I'm already making friends.
What are we gonna eat for lunch now?
We can eat when we get home.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.
Shut up, Dad!
Hey, guys, you're going on booger.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out.
Dad! Ew!
You're lucky I don't have a booger. I'd be flicking up a storm.
Dad, what are you doing?
But I don't have a seat, Penelope.
No, you can't sit here. Go sit there.
I don't want to sit by myself. I'll get lonely.
Just go.
Hey, homeboy, can I sit with you?
What?
Nothing. We're all good, brother. Okay. Well, this brings me back. Ooh, a pencil. But don't play with your pencil. Don't play with your pencil. Oh, but it's so cool. It's like a spaceship. Look at you, you. Oh, it's like a lightsaber. No, 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 no. Take that, Darth Vader. No, 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 no.
All right, class. Before we get started today, we have a new student. Would you like to come up here and introduce yourself?
No, I'm a baseball player in the World Series. Bah, just hit that bitch out of the park. Home run, and the crowd goes wild.
Dad, the teacher's calling you. Go up there.
Hold on, Penelope. I gotta hit one more home run, and I win the World Series.
Excuse me! The guy playing with his pencil! Stop playing with your pencil! Come up here!
What if my wiener was this long? I mean, not very thick, but it's a pretty good size. Although it's too pointy. Me? Hold on.
Oh, so embarrassing!
Alright, everyone. This is the new student. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm a Brooklyn Tea guy. No cap. Fat, you know? And I know what you're thinking. You look like you're too old to be here. Well, I am. Because, you see, I never graduated elementary school, so they're making me do it again. So, you know, stay in school, kids. You know, keep off that TikTok. Because I know you guys like TikTok, right? You seen that kid that does this? He's got, like, the backpack and he flosses. You guys have seen that, right? Or maybe you know this one. Charlie bit my finger. Ouch, Charlie. You remember that? I wonder what they're doing. Anyway, I'm Penelope's dad, but she doesn't want you to know that, because she's embarrassed, you know, because she came out my nutsack. Shit slaps my legs when I walk. I'm talking freeballing. Anyway, don't make fun of Penelope too much. She just started her period. You know, that's when you bleed out of your gooch. I'm really glad us guys don't have to worry about that. The closest we have is when we eat too much Taco Bell and a butthole bleeds, am I right? Well, anyway, I'm a cop, so, but not right now, you know, so if anybody's got that Mary Jane, hit a brother up, you know, that devil's lettuce, that jazz cabbage, homeboy in the back knows what I'm talking about.
All right, that's enough from you, go sit down.
Okay. So, Penelope, how'd I do?
I hate my life!
Oh, you teenage girls and your emotions, just wait till you grow up and have real problems.
Hey, Penelope, I heard you just started your period.
I'm gonna die!
No, you're not, it's only gonna bleed out for a few days, every month, for the rest of your life.
Hey, do you wanna be friends?
Oh, you're Penelope's dad, right?
Yeah.
I'll be your friend if you give me brownie points to smash your daughter one day.
You know, it took balls to say that to me. I like you. Hey, you want a lightsaber fight?
Of course I want a lightsaber fight.
Come on.
I'm Darth Vader.
I can't believe this is my life.
All right, class, we have a spelling test today. So everyone get out a piece of paper, and I'm going to read off random words, and you have to spell them.
Oh, shoot. Hey, Penelope, can I borrow some paper?
You brought a backpack to school, but no paper?
There's nothing in the backpack. I just brought it because it looked cool. I got it from smlmerch.com, link in the description.
Fine.
Thank you. Okay, teach, I'm ready for this spelling test. What's the first word gonna be? Cat? Dog? Something like that?
The first word you gotta spell is possum.
Well, that's easy. Possum. P-O-S-S-U-M. Duh. Hey, Penelope, you spell it right?
Turn around, Dad. Stop looking at my paper.
Wait, Penelope, what the hell are you doing? Why'd you start it with an O?
That's how you spell possum.
No, it's not, Penelope. Is your brain okay?
It starts with an O, Dad.
It's pronounced possum, not a possum. It's not a French possum, Penelope. Stupid.
All right, Kras. The next word you're gonna spell is pterodactyl.
This is easy. Did you spell this one right, Penelope?
Yes, Dad.
What, Penelope, are you having a stroke or something? Pterodactyl does not start with a P. Possum starts with a P, and pterodactyl starts with a T.
The P is silent.
Why would they do that, Penelope? Why would they have a secret P? What's the secret about?
You're gonna fail this test.
No, you're gonna fail this test, and then I'm gonna have to ground you.
You're the worst.
Learn to spell.
All right, Kras. The next word you're gonna spell is pneumonia.
I know how to spell pneumonia. I'm a doctor. Hey, Penelope, did you get this one right?
Yes, Dad.
What, Jesus, Penelope, what is with you and all these P's?
The P is silent.
Pneumonia does not start with a P. I know this. I'm a doctor.
I don't see how.
It starts with an N.
It starts with a P.
No, it doesn't.
Kras, no talking while you're taking the test or you fail.
No, teacher, I have a question. Okay, what have you been teaching my daughter? Because she thinks possum starts with an O, pterodactyl starts with a P, and pneumonia also starts with a P. What is this?
Because that's the correct way you spell those words.
But really? No. I have to check this out. Hold on. Let me just Google it real quick. Oh, no shit. Huh, well, I guess I'm wrong. Look, I haven't had to spell things in a long time, okay?
Well, thank you for giving everyone the answers. Anyway, Kras, we'll try another spelling test tomorrow. Now what we're gonna do is a science experiment.
Good going, Dad. Now I have to take another test tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I knew those were the answers the whole time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was just trying to let everybody know. You know, just help a brother out, right? Right, dog? You know what I'm talking about. Hey, why are we making him sit in the back, huh? That's messed up. There needs to be some changes around here. I got your back, bro.
All right, Kras. For today's science experiment, I'm going to show you the chemical reaction between vinegar and baking soda. In this bottle, I have vinegar. And in this balloon, I have baking soda. When I lift the balloon up, the baking soda will drop into the vinegar, causing a chemical reaction, and the gas will inflate the balloon. Allow me to demonstrate.
Whoa! That's so cool!
Dude, I wanna do it!
I can do that with my butthole.
Huh, that's pretty neat. Hey, Penelope, you wanna be my partner?
Nope, I'm good.
We're gonna be partners.
Alright, Kras, now I'm gonna come around and give you the tool so you can recreate this experiment.
Alright, Cody, flip it.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa!
Sploosh.
Oh, look how big it's getting.
Oh, that's hot. I am aroused. Oh, boy.
Okay, Jeffy, flip it.
This shit's about to be crazy.
How you doing that? How you get so big? It's so blank. It's so fizzy. Oh my god, how you doing that? It's so fizzy. Oh my god, it's so crazy.
Oh, this looks so cool. Come on, Penelope, flip ours.
Okay.
Oh, this is gonna be great. Here it goes. Let's do it. What? No, it's not.
What is happening?
What? Come on, man. Nothing's happening. What?
What did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong. It's not working. This is dumb. Why are we even doing this? This is stupid. Why are we going through all this trouble? We could just blow it up with our mouths. We have lungs for a reason.
That's not the point, Dad!
I don't care if it's the point. This is stupid. Teacher, this is stupid.
If something went wrong with your experiment, it's because you didn't follow directions.
What? Didn't follow directions? What are you talking about? She lifted up the balloon, the little shit fell in the bottle, and then nothing happened. Come on, man.
All right, Kras. The next thing we're going to do is math. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold up a math card, and whoever shouts out the correct answer first will get one Skittle.
Now let's get started.
Yes, something I'm finally good at. I'm good at math. Hey, Penelope, my mouth is about to be full of Skittles.
All right, first question. 9 minus 6.
Ooh, me.
3.
Correct. Catch.
Oh, that's good. What the hell? I didn't know we could just shout it out. I thought we were raising hands. Okay, I got the next one.
All right, next question. 9 plus 11.
George Bush!
Twin Towers!
Inside Job!
Guys, shut up.
The Pentagon is the most surveillance building in the world. You're telling me it only got 7 frames of a blurry object hitting it?
That's not the answer to the math problem.
The gas station next door got the surveillance footage taken by the FBI.
18!
20!
20!
That is correct, Penelope. Ah!
Damn it, I wanted a Skittle.
Alright, the next question is 9 plus 12.
21. I said it first.
No, I said it first.
Good job, Penelope. Ah.
No. I clearly said it first.
Shut up, Dad.
No, this teacher is discriminating against us. Me and my boy back there. Yeah, he hasn't given either one of us a Skittle. I think it's a skin problem.
Start getting the math problems right, you'll get a Skittle.
No. I'm done with this. I'm about to come up there and take the whole damn bag of Skittles.
I'd like to see you try.
Okay, bet. I'm about to throw haymakers. Yo, dog, you gonna back me up?
What?
Let's get him. Come on. What's good, dog? You wanna go? Come on. I bet you won't do anything. Come on. Do something. Do something. Ow! Ow! The teacher hit me right in the eye. You guys see the teacher hit me?
Hey, Penelope, your dad's crying in front of the whole class.
This is the most embarrassing day of my life.
Well, guy, looks like you found a loophole. We agreed to drop the charges on the teacher if he would pass you from the 5th grade. So congratulations, you passed the 5th grade.
Yes, that's right. I'm a man, even though my eye hurts.
But looking back over your file, I saw that you never graduated kindergarten either.
Oh, shit.
Please put the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. So I need to teach you some manners before you come up in here robbing me, baby. You come up in here robbing me no manners.
All units, robbery in progress.
Dispatch, I'm on my way. Is that all the money?
Yeah, it's all of it. What?
Did you call the cops?
Oh, Pony, he's right here.
Dispatch, I'm on the scene now.
Hey, you dropped your cartoon bag of money. I'm really sorry about that, man. Here you go.
Thanks.
Hey, you better be careful. There's a robbery going on.
Oh, yeah, he's over there.
Oh, really? Thanks, man. All right, where's the robber?
You just ran into him coming through the door.
That nice guy at the door?
Mm-hmm. And you gave him the money.
Oh, I am so fired.
Uh-huh. Are you gonna say something, Chief?
Guy, you gave the robber the money.
I know, Chief, but...
And then you let him get away.
Yeah, I goofed. I'm sorry.
Well, that's one goof too many, guy. You just keep messing up. I can't have that.
What? Keep messing up? What? That's the only thing I've ever messed up.
Well, what about the time you tased an old lady for driving too slow?
Okay, well, she was asking for it. You know, I had somewhere to be, and she was going so slow.
I don't think I can keep dealing with these mistakes, guy.
No, Chief, I promise, I won't mess up anymore.
I've heard it too many times, guy. You're fired.
What? Fired? No, Chief, please, I'll do anything.
There's nothing you can do, guy. Now, just leave so I can enjoy my donut in peace.
Okay, sir. What, Chief? Chief, are you okay? Oh, no! Oh, my God, Chief, you're choking!
Help me!
What? I'm sorry, what?
Help me!
Are you saying hump me?
Help me!
Oh, Chief, I don't really know how to feel about that, but if it'll save my job, okay, like this?
Harder! Guy, you saved my life!
I did?
Yeah. You know what? You're not fired. In fact, tomorrow I'm gonna have a huge ceremony and give you a Medal of Honor.
Wow, thanks! Oh man, I gotta get nice and shaved for my award ceremony today.
Well, I better touch up my mustache.
No, my mustache! My beautiful, beautiful mustache!
Aw, Marty, you look so handsome!
Oh, it's gone. I accidentally shaved it off. You did this! Why did you have to scare me while I was shaving?
But, Marty, you look handsome, my baby! baby face boy!
No, Karen, I don't look handsome. I look like a freak. I look like my name is Joe or something.
But your name is Boynie Boynie.
Well, Karen, I have to go to an award ceremony today. How am I supposed to go looking like this?
Oh, Boynie, you look great. It'll be fine.
Okay, I guess I'll still go.
Hello, everybody. I've gathered you all here today to give a medal of honor to a police officer who saved my life. He's a true hero. Now please welcome to the stage, Brooklyn T. Guy.
Hey, hey, everybody. Thank you, Chief.
Wait, who are you? I said Brooklyn T. Guy.
Well, yeah, that's me.
No. Brooklyn T. Guy has a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had one, like, yesterday, but then I accidentally shaved it off.
Hmm. The real Brooklyn T. Guy would never shave his mustache. He's never shaved in all the years I've known him.
Well yeah, that's because it was an accident, so, yeah?
No. If you don't get off this stage right now, I'll have you arrested for impersonating a police officer.
But Chief, it's me!
Officers, arrest this man!
No.
Now, will the real Brooklyn T. Guy please come on stage and accept his award? And if you don't come on stage, I'll take that to mean that you regret saving me and you wanted to be fired in the first place. Hello?
Hey, it's me! It's me!
Get out of here, you!
Boynie, how was the award ceremony?
It sucked.
Where's your award, Boynie?
Oh, I didn't get an award, Karen, because nobody recognized me because I shaved my mustache.
Oh, that's silly, Boynie. Of course they would recognize you.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, Karen. But no, instead they tried to have me arrested for impersonating myself.
I'm sorry, Boynie. How can I make you feel better? I could make a favorite meal for dinner.
What favorite meal? What are you talking about, Karen? If I had a favorite meal, that would mean that you cooked something that I liked, which has never happened. And besides, I'm not worried about food right now. I'm worried that I can't be a cop anymore.
But you got other jobs, Boynie. You could be a doctor.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I could be a doctor.
So what meal should I cook you, Boynie?
You shouldn't cook anything. We should go through a drive-thru someplace. Any place that isn't you cooking.
Okay, Jeffy, shoot it.
Do you think I can make it from back here?
No.
Bet.
Oh, you made it! You made it!
I can make it from anywhere! I can make it ring out here!
What, you can make it from anywhere?
Yeah.
Can you make it from on top of the balcony?
Yeah.
Well, then do it then.
Alright.
Wow, Jeffy, you really think you can make it from up here?
Yeah, Junior, watch this.
Oh, you made it!
Yeah, it's easy.
Well, I want to try.
Well, do you know what would be even cooler?
What?
Is if I was the ball and I tried to go through the net.
Oh, if you were the ball? Oh, my God. You should totally try that. Okay. One, two, three, go. What? Jeffy, are you okay?
Ah! Marvin, did you just hear Jeffy scream?
Yeah, I try to ignore it.
Jeffy!
I jumped off the balcony and it hurt.
What?
Why would you do that?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Hey, who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? You called the doctor. It's me.
Marvin, who is this man?
I don't know. I've never seen him a day in my life.
Well, oh, come on. I'm the doctor. I'm over here all the time.
No, we called Brooklyn guy, not you.
Oh, it's the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache. Where's your mustache?
Well, no. It's me. I accidentally shaved off my mustache.
No. Brooklyn guy would never shave off his mustache.
Marvin, should we call the cops?
Yeah, we should call the cops.
Well, if you call the cops, it's just going to be me that shows up. Except it's not, because I got fired.
Okay, you know what to call the cops. Let's call the cops.
No. What's wrong with your kid?
But why do you want to know so bad?
Because I'm a doctor. I want to help.
No, you're impersonating a doctor. You're not the real doctor. We're going to call the cops. Where's Brooklyn guy?
No. Come on. He could be seriously hurt.
No, we don't care. Leave.
Okay, fine. I don't want to help your stupid kid anyway.
Oh, okay, we should call the cops, because I don't know who that man is.
He's a freak.
Ugh, this is so stupid. Nobody recognizes me without my mustache. What? Am I getting pulled over? Ugh, oh, my God. Really? I can't believe this.
All right. You have any idea why I pulled you over?
Wait. Simmons? What? It's me, Brooklyn guy.
You're not Brooklyn guy. That's my old partner's name.
What? But no. Simmons, it's me.
No, you're a doctor. Unless I had strep throat one time. Yeah, I got saw a doctor. Is that you?
No. Simmons, it's me. All I did was shave off my mustache.
I don't believe it. I'm going to need to see some identification.
Okay, fine. Here.
That's not you.
What do you mean it's not me? Of course it's me.
The guy in the picture has a mustache.
What? No, Simmons, it's me. All I did was shave.
Wait a minute. That says Brooklyn T. Guy. You're not Brooklyn T. Guy. What? You're impersonating an old police officer. Can you come in with me?
No, Simmons, no!
Marvin, what are we going to do about Jeffy?
I'm paralyzed from my toes down.
Hopefully he'll just sleep it off. What? My phone's ringing.
Oh, is it another woman?
No. Hello?
You have a collect call from Brooklyn T. Guy. If you'd like to accept this call, say yes now.
Yes.
Hey, man, you there?
Who is this?
It's Brooklyn Guy. I'm in jail. I really need you to bail me out.
But this isn't Brooklyn Guy. Brooklyn Guy has a mustache.
What? How could you possibly hear my mustache through the phone?
Brooklyn Guy has like a mustachey voice. You don't have a mustachey voice.
What are you talking about? Look, I need you to bail me out of jail. I'm in a lot of trouble.
I'm not going to bail out someone who's pretending to be my friend.
What? It's me!
No, it's not Brooklyn Guy. Brooklyn Guy has a mustache.
What? I don't know what to tell you. It's me, man. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Look, call someone else because it's not Brooklyn Guy.
Who is that, Marvin?
Just some inmate trying to get out of jail.
Thanks for bailing me out, Karen.
Why did you get arrested, Boydie?
Well, because people don't recognize me without my mustache. They think I'm somebody impersonating Brooklyn Guy.
So because you shaved your mustache off, people no longer recognize you?
Yeah, people are just stupid. They just don't know it's me.
Well, why don't you just grow your mustache back?
Well, that would take weeks. Well, wait a minute. I have an idea. I know how I could get a mustache right now.
Yeah. And done. Oh, yeah. That'll work. I'm back, baby!
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor earlier?
Oh, finally!
Thank God you're here, Brooklyn Guy.
Well, I was actually here earlier, but you didn't recognize me.
No. There was this guy earlier who was pretending to be you.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, check this out.
Ah! Oh, no! It's the crazy guy! He's back! Where's Brooklyn Guy? We gotta call the cops!
No. Watch.
Oh, thank God. Brooklyn Guy's back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you understand how insane you sound right now?
No. Look, my son got hurt, and we really need your help.
Okay. I'll do that. But first, I think we just need to do this one more time.
The crazy guy!
Oh, oh,
he's wearing a fake mustache! Where's Brooklyn Guy?
Hey, watch this.
Oh, thank God Brooklyn Guy's back. Okay, thank God he's back. Okay, Brooklyn Guy's back. I don't know what to believe anymore! Oh my God!
Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go home and wait for the mustache to grow back.
How was your day being a doctor, Boydie?
Pretty bad, Karen. People still don't recognize me. Oh, you've got to be kidding me, Karen! Okay, fine. I'll just sleep in the garage for a few weeks. Oh, man, I can't wait to watch the Miami Heat win tonight. Go Heat!
But, Boydie, aren't they down 3-1?
Well, yes, but that's because Jimmy Butler wants a challenge. You see, because the only team to come back from a 3-1 deficit was LeBron James, and Jimmy Butler wants to outdo him.
But Boynie, what would happen if they were to lose?
They're not gonna lose, Karen. You know why? Because you can't spell heat without eat, which is what Jimmy Butler's gonna do to those nuggets, just like I'm gonna do to these nuggets. I'm gonna eat them up. Those nuggets suck. Well, not these nuggets. These nuggets are delicious. I mean, the Denver nuggets suck. Hey, Karen, guess what? It's Grimace's birthday today.
What?
You know, Grimace, Ronald McDonald's friend, today's his birthday.
Oh, the purple one?
Yeah, it's his birthday. And you know what he wanted for his birthday? For the Heat to win!
I don't believe you, Boynie. I think you're lying.
No, I'm not lying, because me and Grimace are friends. We talk all the time. As a matter of fact, that's why he gave me his birthday shake.
Oh, I want one!
No, because you doubted the Heat. Because we are going to win tonight because of Jimmy Bucket. He's going to make us win. He's going to beat those Nuggets. Watch, he's going to eat them up. Nom, 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 nom.
Hey, Boynie, who won your game? Why are you so sad, Boynie? Aw, you didn't finish your chicken nuggets? Did they hurt your belly? Well, who won your basketball game, Boynie?
The Nuggets.
Oh my God, the Heat lost? Is that why you're sad?
No, Karen. If we had lost together as a team, I wouldn't be sad. I'd say, well, we tried. No, Karen, I'm sad because Jimmy Butler decided to choke the biggest, fattest, girthiest, veiniest dick.
Boynie, language!
Oh, he did, Karen. He did it right there out in the court in front of God and everybody. They even caught it on video. You want to see? I warn you, it's pretty graphic, so shield your eyes. There's Jimmy Butler. We're down by one. He's right under the goal. We just need a two-pointer. And then all of a sudden he goes, here you go, other team. You take the ball. Maybe you'll know what to do with it. I just want to start choking on giant throbbing...
Boynie!
Well, he did, Karen. You saw it.
Boynie, that was
play didn't cost them the whole game.
No, you're right, Karen. It wasn't just that one play. It was also this one. See? We're down by 3. We just need a 3 to tie it. I don't know why the fuck they put the ball in Jimmy's hands. He's been sucking all night. And then Jimmy says, maybe if I throw the ball as fast as I can in the general direction of the goal while I'm covered and there's somebody right in my face, I can get back to sucking throbbing veiny giant...
Bonnie, cut it out!
Well, Karen, you saw the footage.
Bonnie, they always have next year.
No, they don't, Karen. We weren't even supposed to be here this year. We just got lucky.
But what about Himothy? Him!
Himothy cost us the game. Himmy should have just stayed his ass on the bench. We were doing better without him.
Boyne, you don't mean that. You love him.
Loved. Past tense. I hate him now.
But Boyne, what about the back of your jaw? You say you want to marry him.
Yeah, well, now I want a divorce.
Well, what did I do?
From him, Karen.
Boyne, I think you just need to go lie down.
Yeah, I'm going to go lie down on the railroad tracks in front of a train so I get run over.
Boyne!
I'm gonna go take a shower, because I've been wearing this garbage bag all night, and I probably smell like shit, because Jimmy was playing like shit. Are you fucking kidding me, Jimmy?
Boyne, you're gonna have to turn the water on if you're gonna take a shower.
No, I don't. My tears will be the water.
Boyne, it's just a game!
No, that wasn't even a game. That was just hand the ball to the Denver Nuggets so they can score and win and get their rings while Jimmy claps for them and hands them their trophy, and don't forget he sucked them all off.
Boyne, don't start that again, and take your jersey off! It's gonna get wet!
I can't take it off. It's melted to my body from the heat of that giant steaming shit pile that Jimmy left out on the court. You know, I didn't even know he was that backed up. It's probably from all the coffee.
What?
Have I told you about the coffee yet?
No, Boyne! You're talking nonsense. Either take a shower or get out.
Okay.
Hey, Boyne, I know it'll make you feel better. Do you want to fool around?
I'm going to explain the coffee thing. So Jimmy has his own coffee company called Big Face Coffee, and he wants to be the biggest coffee brand in the world.
Well, that's not going to beat Starbucks, Boyne. I love them.
Yeah, maybe he should focus on playing basketball. You know, because he's a basketball player. Maybe if you win a goddamn championship, people will want to drink your coffee, Jimmy. Imagine this. Imagine saying, I'm drinking NBA champion Jimmy Butler's coffee. Doesn't that sound better than I'm drinking NBA loser Jimmy Butler's coffee? You can't even beat Nuggets, Jimmy. How you expect to beat Frappuccinos? Pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice with sweet bus.
Okay, Boyne, calm down. Let's just get some sleep.
God damn it, Jimmy. Get your priorities straight.
Boyne!
No, I'm just trying to do the math. Do the math here with me, Karen. Let me figure this out.
I don't want to do the math, Boyne.
No, we're going to figure this out. Tell me why on game day he would decide to play cards with his friends while drinking coffee instead of going down to the court at 5 o'clock in the morning and shooting some hoops. You know, that's Kobe shit, but not Jimmy Butler. No, he wants to drink as much coffee as he can so he can have big IBS shits during the game.
Boyne, if you're not going to bed, leave the room because I'm tired.
You know who's not tired? Jimmy Butler, because he's been drinking coffee all day and he didn't use up that energy on the court. So, I wonder where all that energy's going. Oh, I know. I bet he's going to use all that energy to suck big, fat, girthy...
Good night, Boyne!
Oh my God, this is the best birthday party ever!
Emily, I can't believe your parents rented out the whole place!
I know, it's because they're rich.
I want Foxy to give me a hug. Hey, Foxy, give me a hug! Yay, Foxy gave me a hug!
Hey, I want a hug! It's my birthday! Oh, yay!
I want a hug!
Now hold on, kids. Where's my hug?
You're the owner, not a character.
Oh, I can be a character. Let me just put my suit on. Then you'll give me a hug.
He's creepy.
I don't like that purple man. He's weird.
Stupid kids won't give me a hug unless I'm wearing a suit. I'll show them a suit.
Hey, Foxy, give me a hug!
No, Foxy, give me a hug!
See, I want a hug too!
Yeah!
We love Foxy!
Hey, kids, give me a hug!
Foxy's so fun!
Foxy is the best!
Get the hell out of the way, Foxy! Okay, kids, hug time!
We don't want to hug you!
No, you're scary and we are
stranger danger!
Yeah, we don't like you!
Spinkle the guile.
I put on this goddamn suit, so you're gonna give me a hug! Oh no! What have I done? They just wouldn't stop screaming! I just wanted a hug! Oh my God, what am I gonna do? I can't go to jail! I gotta hide the bodies! I know! I'll put them in the animatronics! Yeah, that'll work! Open your mouth, Bonnie! There you go! Get in there! Get in there! Okay, the cops will never find you in there! You can go inside Freddy! Yeah, this is perfect! Good, good! And you can be Chica! Yeah, this is good! Good!
After I put all the kids into the animatronics, I got stuck in this one. The spring traps malfunctioned, and this suit became part of my body.
Well, you just admitted to a lot of crimes, so put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
You really think I'm gonna give up that easily? I'm gonna kill you!
Run, kid, run! Ah! Go, kid, get in the air vent!
Okay, kid, I think we'll be safe in here. Oh, shit, there he is. Be really, really quiet. Oh, shit. I think my wife is caught. Oh, god damn it. Yeah, I think my wife made pot roast. That's disgusting. Who even eats pot roast? Oh, no. Oh, no, he heard me. I was being too loud. Sorry, kid, we're gonna die. I never thought I'd die in an air vent. Wait, kid, you hear a skateboard?
I do hear a skateboard.
It's Foxy! Yeah, kick his ass, Foxy! Yeah, get him! Get him, Foxy!
Wait, is Foxy good?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Hey, hey, Foxy, Foxy, can you get us out of here? Thanks! Thanks so much for saving us, Foxy. All right, kid, let's get the hell out of here. There's not much to do in the third game anyway.
Ah, I'm never going back there ever again!
I've heard people say that three times, and there's a fourth game, so I don't even believe that anymore.
Jeffy, good thing you didn't go back. That place is terrifying!
I know, Junior! I'm never going back there ever again, because that place gave me...
nightmares.
Jeffy! Stop playing with the megaphone, Jeffy. Okay, that's it. Stop it. Put it down.
Can I play with the violin?
No, Jeffy. That violin belonged to my grandfather.
Well, if I play the violin every day, all summer, by the end of summer, I'll be a violin god. I'll be OP at playing the violin.
Though. I said no, Jeffy.
Come on, Marvin. Just let him try.
Yeah, Daddy. I even wrote a song. It's called The Camel Who Had a Toe. You want to hear it?
I want to hear it, Jeffy.
Oh, I don't want to hear this dumb song.
Oh, Marvin, it'll be fun.
There once was a camel who had a toe, and Camel Toe was his name. Oh, C-A-M-E-L Toe, C-A-M-E-L Toe, C-A-M-E-L Toe, and Camel Toe was his name. Oh,
stop playing the violin, you suck at the violin. Well, he's bad at playing it.
You said Jeffy sucks at the violin. I mean, I do, but I'm just trying to learn.
Marvin, he's just trying to learn.
He sucks at playing it. My grandfather's, and he's breaking it. Look at all the strings. Stop it, Jeffy. Okay, we have to find something for him to do all summer because he's annoying me. Who's that? Oh, stay right here. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. What the? Summer camp? Children of all ages? No adults allowed! Baby! I got something for Jeffy to do! Baby! I found the thing! Jeffy, stop it! Baby, I found the thing that's gonna make us free!
Summer camp, children, all ages, no adults allowed. Marvin, that sounds suspicious.
What's suspicious? There's nothing suspicious about this. Look, there's ice cream cones, there's kayaking, there's kids playing tug of war. It sounds like fun!
Well, who dropped it off?
I don't know, it was just there at the door.
Oh, no.
Well, look, baby, it's fine. Jeffy, do you want to do all the things you see on this paper? Well, then look, go, look, it says it picks you up at 10 a.m. That's like in an hour, so go get all your friends and invite them to summer camp.
Can I take the violin?
No, you can't take that, but it'll be here waiting for you when you get back from summer camp. So look, grab the flag, go.
Okay, I'm gonna go show all my friends.
Yeah, go, hurry. Oh, baby, we're free for the entire summer.
Marvin, I don't know. It didn't even say when summer camp ended.
Baby, it's called summer camp. It obviously ends at the end of summer. That means I have 2 months of sitting here in the quiet. I can do whatever I want. Hell, I can even learn the violin. You know, I'm not going to, but because I don't want to be annoyed, but, you know, I can do whatever I want.
Guys, it's summer vacation. What are we going to do?
Ooh, I know. We should play naked tag where we all get naked and try to tag each other.
I'm out.
Well, good. It's just for the boys anyway, right, guys? Come on, let's get naked.
Hey, do you guys want to go to summer camp?
Summer camp?
Dude, is that ice cream?
Ooh, there's going to be so many boys there.
I want to go canoeing.
Yeah, let's go to summer camp, Jeffy. How do we go?
Well, the bus is pulling up right now. Let's go.
Let's go, guys. Guys, I can't believe we're going to summer camp.
I know, dude. It's going to be so exciting.
Hurry up, kids. Get on the bus. We don't have all day.
Okay.
Ooh, is it hot out there or is it just you?
What?
Nothing. Just hurry up and get on the bus, you little scamp.
Come on inside. Don't be shy.
Where do we sit?
Oh, you can sit anywhere you want. Hey, do you want to sit on my lap? Pretend you're driving the bus?
No, I'd rather sit back here.
Oh, dang it. Hey, does anybody want to sit on my lap?
Hey, guys, does that bus driver look kind of familiar to you?
Yeah,
No.
Yeah, I don't recognize him.
I guess I'm just being weird.
All right, you little cuties. Where do you think we're going today? I mean, I know where we're going. I just want to know where you think we're going.
Summer camp?
Yeah, summer camp.
Summer camp? Good guess. But no, we're going to my house, which is kind of like summer camp, because I have all kinds of fun games we can play, but they're all in my basement.
His house?
I don't think he's supposed to be our bus driver.
Guys, we're going on an adventure! Shut up! Do you want to have a boring summer?
We're gonna have a fun time, kids. Now let's get this bus going! Come on, start.